Blog Talk Radio.
There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me.
Crucified and laid behind the stone.
No wall you won't kick down.
He did it just for you.
Lie you won't. Coming after me. There's no shadow, there's no shadow you won't light up. Mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me.
There's no wall you won't kick down.
Yeah.
can I get this taste all over the world this way? No matter where you find yourself, say it.
Jesus, because he is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He is our soon coming King. And we reverence him. We worship. We praise him. We bow down before him each day to give him glory because he is worthy of all glory and honor. We thank God for this day. For truly this is the day that the Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad. This is a day that we have never seen before. And surely, as I live, as we live, we will never ever see this day again. For that reason, we are praising him because he did not let us sleep on into the night, into the death chamber, but he brought us out with his love, with his compassion, with his mercy, and gave us another opportunity to get it right. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Oh, my Father, I ask this morning, oh God, that you would forgive me of any thought, any word, any deed or action that I may have done, known or not known. Father, that nothing, no one, no spirit, seen or unseen, will be able to hinder this word from going forth to the north, the south, the east, and the west. I ask, O God, that you enlighten my eyes to see the scriptures, my ears to hear from you, and my tongue to speak, that I might give you glory, edify your body, and terrify the enemy of the cross. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. This morning, I'm ministering on a subject matter. I was laying on the bed yesterday. After I got back here from working, and I was so tired, I said, Lord, I need a word to minister today. And I ministered a similar word like this some years ago, a couple of years ago. And the Lord just told me right in my spirit as I was looking through my notes and stuff, he says, there's going to be a great separation. Hallelujah. And he was talking about Judgment Day. He said there's going to be a great separation, and many that think that they're coming to be with him will not make it because they're not being obedient to his word, to his commandments. They're doing what they choose to do. Matter of fact, many have put the commandments on the back burner. They say we are under grace. We are not under the law, so we don't have to no longer have to follow the Ten Commandments. But Jesus said he didn't come to abandon or do away with the Ten Commandments, but he come to fulfill the commandments. So even the commandments, Jesus was following the commandments because it's the voice of his Father speaking to him through the commandments. And he is still speaking to us through these holy commandments, these holy words, for us to live and be in right standing with him. So this morning we want to go to the book of Ezekiel. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel first. And you know some of the scripture. Well, I could say you know all the scripture, but we're going to hit Ezekiel first, and then we'll come back. Let me go into the New Living Translation. Let's go to the Amplified for that one, and see what the prophet is saying over here. Ezekiel chapter 34. And there's so much Ezekiel is saying here in this book, but we just want to put up a couple of verses. We're talking about there's going to be a great separation. And you, if you look at the world, if you go out from day to day, going to your job or going places, and you look at the world and you see the young people and even some of the middle class and even some of the older people, and you look at their lifestyle, you would say, well, these people don't have a care, don't even understand what's coming, coming to us. They're just living their lives like there's no tomorrow. Well, we just got this life to live, so let us just live it to the best of our understanding, the way that make us feel good. But God says here in this book of Ezekiel, and he's talking about the shepherds and the leaders here. But we get down to verse 17, and he says, and as for you, talking to the shepherds, the pastors, the apostles, the bishops, the evangelists, the teachers, the prophets and the apostles. And he says to them, and as for you, O my flock, thus says the Lord God, behold, I judge between sheep and sheep, between the rams and the great he-goats, the malicious and the tyrants of the pastor. Listen to what he's saying. God, he's judging between the ones that ought to know better. They are the leaders. The he-goats rule. If you ever seen them in the mountains, they stand up there and they watch over the other sheep. They control. Hallelujah. They watch over all of them. But he's saying that I'm judging between them. What is this? What is God saying here in this word? Let's go back to verse 1. I got a lot to give you this, but I'm going to give you this. He said, he's talking to the prophet. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, Ezekiel, son of man, prophesied against the shepherds of Israel, prophesied and say to them, even to the spiritual shepherds, thus says the Lord God, woe to the spiritual shepherds of Israel, who feed themselves, should not the shepherds feed the sheep? See, and we say this on Blog Talk really all the time, they're not concerned about our souls. They're not concerned about our souls. They're concerned about their pocketbooks. This is the reason why they're not preaching this uncompromising, infallible truth of God's word so that we will be convicted. No, nobody wants to hear the stuff that hurts them. But we need to speak that. The shepherds need to speak that word because, you know, I always say here on Blog Talk Radio, the word of God will cut you and the word of God will heal you. Hallelujah. But if you are walking around, if we are running here and running there and doing this and doing that, and we seem like we don't realize what God requires because nobody's telling us. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm putting myself in the picture. I'm not acting like I have a right. I'm in the picture. So God is calling for us to really pay attention to his word and teach his word without compromising. Don't think about the people. Don't think about their soul. So we don't want to hurt anybody because and then Paul, if you text the truth, we say, well, if we preach the truth and we release it, they're not going to come back to Blog Talk Radio. They're not going to go to church in the ear. They're not going to go to the wrong table. They're not going to go to a time of refreshing. They're not going to come to our power. They're not going to come to international prayer line. We see that. We see it in our hearts because God hears it. And it's evidence from what we're preaching and teaching. I'm not talking about Blog Talk Radio. But it's evidence from what the people are teaching in the church.
They say, I love my pastor because my pastor, he's an awesome man of God. He preaches that message. He preaches that makes you feel real good. He makes you feel good when he preaches. You hear them saying that. I have people saying that all the time. My pastor preaches real good. Well, when my pastor preaches, you can jump and you can shout because the message is so good. But you know why? Because there's no conviction in the message. They still fornicating and committing adultery and lying and cheating and gossiping and all this kind of stuff and stealing stuff and cussing people out because the pastor's not preaching against it. What the book of Revelation says, that these things, that if you do these things, you will not enter inherit the kingdom of God. You know, you will inherit the lake of fire and brimstone. They're not preaching that stuff. So here in verse 3, he says, you eat the fat and clothe yourself with the wool. You kill the fatlings, but you do not feed the sheep. The disease and weak you have not strengthened. You know, when folk are going through things, they have financial problems. They have spiritual problems. They have relationship problems. They don't take time. They don't take time to talk to the people. Last night, I'm laying here on the bed, tired as ever, and studying this word. And I got a message on Messenger from Evangelist Campbell. She said, my son, my oldest son just got in, our youngest son, I think she said, just got into a serious accident. He's riding one of these off-the-road ATVs. And he wasn't wearing a helmet. He's a man. He's not a little boy, but he should know better. But we can't hold him to that because all of us make mistakes sometimes. You get in the car, you don't put on your seatbelt. Well, it's just worse than riding the ATV. You get in the car, say, well, I'm just going down to the corner store. And you don't put your seatbelt on because you feel, well, my throat is itching. I can drive my car down to the corner store and get back safe. And while you're on the way, just a 5-10 minute ride, somebody riding, coming down the road, driving crazy, smoking a joint, fooling with the phone, texting, and the next thing you know, they climb up inside your car. Climb up inside your truck. You understand? In other words, their car is in your car or their truck is in your car. And now you're not dead, God forbid. But you now have to, they got to fight to keep you alive because you're losing so much blood. You got broken legs, broken ribs, your neck and the base and all this kind of stuff. Why? Because we refused to put a seatbelt on. Well, he didn't have a helmet on. Well, they had to rush him to the emergency room last night. And she was on her way. So what I did, as I was studying, I said, well, I can't call her now because, you know, she's talking to her daughters and her grandsons and all that. She's talking to everybody, all of her relatives, letting them know to pray. So she called me to pray for her. So I sent her a prayer. That's, you know, because you can do a lot. People do a lot of stuff on their phone. Don't talk about much. But they text you, they inbox you, they email you. I sent her a prayer for her son. And I was praying for him on my bed because his soul is my concern. She is my spiritual daughter. Hallelujah. And he's like a spiritual grandson to me. So I'm praying for him. I'm lifting him up before God and say, God, you are Jehovah Rapha. You're the God that heals. No one else can heal. The doctors can prescribe medication, but you're the one that do the healing. I was praying for him because I'm the soul of every person that I come in contact with is more important to me than the $100 bill or the $50 bill or the $10 bill or the $2 bill that they give to me. Listen to what he says to Ezekiel, talking about the shepherds. We got a lot to give you. I'm going to do a two-part of this message. But he says to him, the disease and the weak, talking about the people that are feeble, you have not strengthened. Telling the sheep. He's talking to the prophet. He's telling to the pastors. The sick you have not healed. The hurt and crippled you have not bandaged. Those gone astray you have not brought back. The lost you have not sought to find, but with force and hard-hearted harshness you have ruled them. Isn't that like some of these pastors today? They tell them, this is my church, and if you can't abide with the rules, don't come back. You're not part of this. You don't have to be part of my church. See, because they're coaching that they got people that write nice checks So going to take care of them, they take care of their family, pay their bills and all that stuff. 2010, when the Lord told us to start this ministry, I don't know how we're going to do it because I retired. We retired. But when God gives you assignment, he makes all the provisions. Don't try to figure how God will work it out. So I said, okay, God. Then God said to me, now listen, this is going to be the name. We was an international prayer line, and we should pray off daytime, pray nighttime, different days, different nights. And the Lord said, stop. I don't want you to be a prayer line. I want you to be an electronic church. I didn't even know that we were going to go into a pandemic, but God knew that. God was preparing us for when the pandemic come, that we were already in position. We was in the church. We was assistant pastor in the church with a bishop here in Boston. And he used to criticize the Blog Talk Church. Like he said, well, you know, he got a ministry on the internet. That's how he talked, you know, sarcastically. He said, he got a ministry on the internet. Guess where he is now? He's on the internet. All of them would come on the internet now because what would happen, the pandemic would shut down all the churches. God knew they wasn't doing nothing for the sheep anyway. So he allowed this pandemic to come, so they had to go. They had to go on internet. Here, they don't go looking for the sheep. They want the sheep to come to them. Sheep are wild. Sheep going to go everywhere. You have to go and search for the sheep. Go and evangelize them. Go in the highway, in the hedges, and evangelize them. Don't look at their condition. Don't look at their condition, because their condition will stop you from ministering to them. You look and say, well, she don't have this, he don't have that. And that will stop you, because you say, no, I'm too clean. I got my three-piece suit, my child skin suit, my alligator shoes, my crocodile shoe, whatever you're wearing. You're looking nice. You're nicer than them, and you don't want to touch them. Hallelujah. But God said, no, you have to look beyond their faults and see their needs, just like he looked beyond our faults and see our needs, saw our needs. And he came way down. I like to say that God reached way down into the gutter for me and bring me out. That's why if I got to go, I don't care where I got to go. Yesterday I was coming home, and I stopped to buy some Freon because my truck is not cooling so good and not so well. So I said, well, you know, I'm going to fix this thing. Because every time I go to Cadillac, they charge me I'm going to like a this and that. You know, I fix everything myself. So I said, I'm going to buy something. And then while I got some change. And so, you know, I always used to keep a $5 and a couple of $5 and a couple four, three or four ones inside my Astra, because my car nobody's ever smoked in my car. My Astra is clean. I don't allow nobody to smoke in my car. If you want to smoke, I stop. If you're a smoker, I stop and put your side so you can smoke. When you come out, you come back in. So anyway, I put some money in the Astra. God said, you got to keep put back money in the Astra. And I got money in there, and I got some quarters and some dimes and some pennies, and I got some $5 bills and some $1 bills in there. Because when you see a homeless man, a homeless woman, you can start conversation with about Jesus, give him something to eat. When Jesus fed the 4,000 and the 5,000, the disciples want them to go home like we do. We want to send people home. We don't want to do them nothing. You say, I don't want to give them nothing. Let them go home. I don't want them to come to my house. They smell nothing. No. But if you're truly the disciple and you trust God to protect you, you will bring them to your house, get them one of your husband's pants or one of your daughter's dress, and put their clothes in the washing machine and wash them and let them take a shower. That's what a disciple does. You remember the woman that was caught in the act of adultery? What did the Pharisees and the priests and them people want to do? They want to stone her to death. And Jesus scratched her on the ground. Some preacher said he was right there sin on the ground. I don't know because the Bible don't tell you. But he gets back up and says, ye without sin. A couple of times he got up. And when he looked, the third time I think it was, he got up, a second time he got up. He said, you without sin cast the first stone. What did Jesus do? Jesus went beyond the faculties and went straight to their heart and allowed them to see their sin. Don't put yourself more higher than people. Always realize that we're just a stone throw from being in the gutter. Satan desire to sift each and every one of us like we. You got to go out and look for the people. Don't rule over them. Don't try to act like you're the boss. He says to Ezekiel, and they were scattered because there were no shepherd.
And when they were scattered, they became food for all the wild beasts of the field. When we allow people to leave the church because they don't meet our expectation, like we have the keys to heaven and hell, we're not fighting for their souls. We allow them to go back in the street to what they know best. Hallelujah. I thank God that God has kept his hand on me. Hallelujah. Even when he told me that I would not be able to get high again, I tried to get high, but I couldn't get high. Because God had already taken the desire from me. He took it out of me. Because I prayed for God to remove that desire. And he took it away from me. So I can go any place. I don't care what kind of drugs they have. It don't affect me. Even if it blew right in my face, it doesn't affect me because he took that away from me. But see, we don't go after the lost sheep. We just continue preaching and parading the how well we can sing and how we can play the keyboard and we can play the drums and we can play the saxophone and we profess all that stuff and we talk about all the other people that we used to play with and we used to sing with and all that stuff. But we're not doing kingdom work. Kingdom work means that you have to become a seeker of the lost. That's kingdom work. Glory to God. Not just sitting around and acting like waiting till the people come to the building so you can get up and put your robe on, put your prophet ring, your apostle ring, your bishop ring, or whatever, and get up there and act like you all got in a bag of chips and a Pepsi-Cola. You're not doing that for the kingdom. Jesus left his home in glory and came into time to seek the lost. He said, I came to seek and to save that which is lost. He went on the cross, even gave his life on the cross. So that those that are dead in the spirit could have life and have it more abundantly. He died, gave his life on the cross. And we don't want to go two steps from our home, two steps from the church, because he said, that's not my job. My job is to preach the gospel on Sunday morning. My gospel is to preach on Wednesday night. My job is to preach on Friday night or Saturday night or whatever morning you choose to. But no, you called to go in the highway, in the hedges. Not to sit up in there and get fat off of the people, offer the food like Ezekiel is talking about. And Jeremiah spoke about it in chapter 23. The same thing. Here, he says, my sheep wander through them all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yes, my sheep were scattered upon all the face of the earth and no one searched or sought for them. You see what he's saying? That same scripture in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. God is speaking. The Lord Jesus is speaking to Ezekiel, the prophet. And I can imagine Ezekiel just sitting there and listening to the Lord God speaking, giving him instructions of what to do. And wondering in his mind how, what's going to happen when he go and speak to these people, highfalutin people that are preaching the gospel. You imagine you going down to a church and you are anointed full of the fire of God. And God said, look, go down to the Baptist church. Go down to the Pentecostals. Go down to the Apostolic Church. Go on down to the Church of God in Christ and the First Baptist Church and tell them that I say they're not feeding the sheep, that they're allowing the sheep to be scattered, and that I'm going to come and I'm going to separate. I'm going to bring separation. Do you know what they would do to you? They would have the security guards arrest you and throw you out the building because that's their church. What God says, there's going to be a great separation. Listen to what he said. Listen to what he said. This is so powerful. I'm telling you something. Verse 7 says, therefore, you, spiritual shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. You that, what he's saying, you that have an understanding of who God is, you're spiritual. You've been studying the word of God to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be. Be ashamed, right, dividing the word of truth. You've been studying the word of God. You've been fasting and you've been praying. We just got off a 21-day fast. You've been fasting and praying, seeking God. Now God says, I'm talking to you because you know better. Listen to what he says. Therefore, you spiritual shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, surely because my sheep became a prayer, P-R-E-Y, not P-R-A-Y, a prayer. In other words, there was set up for to be manhandled, to be misused. They don't have a shepherd. They don't have no lead. No leader.
Hallelujah. You are, imagine you having a little, let me use this analogy. You having a little puppy. You bought a little puppy. And you brought home the little puppy or a little cat, kitten. And the mother, the father is somewhere else. They don't know where their mother and father is. You are the only mother and father they have now. But you're leaving, going, but you'll do whatever you do. Where? And this little kid or little puppy is there to fend for themselves. And if you leave the door open, what's going to happen? They're going outside. They become a prayer for all the other dogs, all the other cats, all the people to mishandle them, to abuse them. But this is what the shepherds did. This is what the shepherds in this book were doing. And God has caused, raised up this mighty man of God to go out. And Ezekiel was ministering with fire to these shepherds. Why? And he wasn't afraid because he knew that God had his back. God was covering him. Do you hear what I'm saying? So he continued. He said, verse 8 says, as I live, says the Lord God, surely because my sheep became a prey and my sheep became food for the beasts of the field because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my sheep, but the shepherds feed themselves and fed not my sheep. These shepherds, and we say it today, they have these big houses. I know one bishop over in Texas. He got a 14-bedroom house. And you know the bishop, too. He's got a ministry with like 35,000 members. Got two or three services on Sundays. They got many, many baskets going around picking up money. And we got so many homeless people in Texas. There's no reason that a pastor or a bishop should have $75 million. There's no reason. When we have so many homeless people and people starving all over the world. Even right here, not only you don't even have to leave America. We got starving people. We got homeless people right here. You got vets on, the man was talking last night from California, senator. And he says, if you come to California, you wouldn't even believe. People always say, well, I got to go. I want to go to California. He said, but if you come to California, you wouldn't even believe. It's a tent city. Everywhere there's tents, everywhere. Even on the beach, they're setting up tents. People are sleeping on the beach. So you can't even go on the beach for the summer and say, well, I'm going to take my kids, my wife and my husband. We're going to go to the beach in California, and we're going to enjoy the sun and the water. Because all the homeless is on the beach close to the water. And they could possibly go in the water and wash themselves up. You got people that are washing themselves from the fire hose. They set up a fire hose. You hear what I'm saying? And they can go and turn on the thing and wet down themselves right there in California. Big California, where the Hollywood actors and all these billionaires are over there. And they have all this money that they're doing nothing for the poor. And we got these pastors and lay people. And they tell, I got a yacht, I got a jet, I got a Mercedes-Benz, I got a Bentley, I got a Ferrari, I got a Lamborghini. They tell you all this stuff. I was looking at Joel Osteen. He had all these cars, about 35 cars that people give to him. The more cars you get, the more people give to him. And they wouldn't give nothing to the poor, but they wanted, because they wanted to think if they give to the pastor and they keep buying the pastor all these cars and these homes, that they're going to get into heaven. No, you can't buy yourself into heaven. You can live yourself into heaven, but you can't buy yourself into heaven. You can live your life to heaven, but you can't buy yourself into heaven. Doesn't matter if you give me 10 gold rings, 10 diamond rings, it wouldn't get you into heaven. I don't have no keys to heaven or hell. I can pray for you and hope that you hear the prayer and decide to live your life and turn your life completely over to Jesus. But I can't get you into heaven. I don't have that right. Only Jesus is. Jesus is the doorway. The Bible says he is the door. If you're coming any other way, you're a thief and a robber. But see what happens? We think that if I give Bishop so-and-so, if I go to Benny Hinn's preaching, if I just go and I give the receptionist on the telephone, if I give them my gold credit card and I put $1,000 for Benny Hinn, I'll be in right standing with God. No, you ain't in right. You're right standing with Benny Hinn's bank account. You're right standing with his bank account. Hallelujah. Do you hear me? We don't come on here and tell people where we need you to give this all the time. When you hear me ask to give, I'm asking for the people in India, Africa, even the people here. I'm asking to give here. Hear what I'm telling you? I don't ask for myself. Because guess what? From day one in 2010, the Lord has been paying for this Blog Talk Radio. Believe what I'm telling you. He's been paying it. Because when he makes a way, I can't get up and go where I want to go. He has to wake me up. You know? I don't get up by the alarm clock. I don't get up by a church bell. He wakes me up and says, it's time for you to do this. It's time for you to do that. And, you know, when I pray, I say, Lord, you know, I'm the back. I say, Lord, if I get another little job, if I get a little job, I can send some money to India. I can send some money to Africa. You know, I can help this family over here. I can help this family over there, you know. Because I said, Lord, I don't need all that stuff to run around telling people, well, I got all this stuff and all this stuff. What are you going to do with all this stuff? You can't even spend what you got right now. You said, if I get this smoke, I get this. But what you got, you're not giving a dollar. $1. You know, if here in Blog Talk, where we got a lot, you're reaching over almost 400,000 people. I mean, that goes on and download the message and they share the word. Preachers are all over the world. All over the world. We had pastor call us from India yesterday, day four, to pray for people that are sick in India, dying from COVID. Understand? And this is what we do. And God is calling us. If you have a little bit, you give. If everybody that we got here, right here in our nation, we give $20 a week. $20. If everybody gives $20 a week, that's $80 a month. You know what we could do for the kingdom? I don't buy nothing. I don't need no suits. I don't need any robes. I got plenty of robes in the closet. I got plenty of suits. I haven't bought a suit in the last 2 years. Because my suits, look, if I put on a suit, I go to Louisiana in June, July. And I'm going to take four suits for me. I don't need four. I don't even need two. And I'm about to take four suits for me. And when I put them on, they're going to look like they come from the mall. Because my clothes are kept that way. I don't have to buy anything. So when I get something, and God bless me something, I can bless somebody. And that's what it's all about. Much is given, much is required. When you give, God will give you more. I shared that on Deacon Fridges' prayer light last night. You know, that God gives you for you to give. When you lend to the poor, when you give to the poor, you lend to the Lord. And he said, I will repay. God is not going to let us run around saying, well, you know, I do all this for the poor. I did all this for the widows and I did this for the orphans. No, he's not going to do that. He's not going to let you do that because it belongs to him. He's going to bless you in turn. Maybe with you go to the doctor and say you had a heart problem and all of a sudden the heart problem is gone. Maybe your son or daughter was locked up and all of a sudden they was trying to get your daughter all this time. Like Evangelist Campbell, her son is in a bad position, but she's a praying woman. She always giving. All that God does is, if she hear me say on Blog Talk Radio, we need to send some money for India. We need to send some money to Africa. She said, okay, Dad. Next time, look on Cash App. It's $150. It's $100. It's $75. You know, it's right there. I don't have to run it down. She always willing to give to the kingdom. That's why God gonna bless. God blessing her. Now let's finish this up. I got some more to give you here. But God is working with this scripture here in Ezekiel. He's speaking to the leaders. God is speaking to you and I. Okay, he's speaking to those that have a clear understanding of what the scripture requires. He says, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, I'm against the pastors, the leaders, the apostles. Now, when he's saying pastors here, this means bishops, it means apostles, this means evangelists, this means prophets, prophetess, and teachers. It just this don't mean just because it's impossible, it don't mean because I'm an apostle. No, it means all of us. All of us that are in the position of leadership, that know the word of God, what God requires from us, he's speaking to us. He said, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherd, and I will require my sheep at their hand, and cause them to cease feeding the sheep, Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore. And I will rescue my sheep from their hands, their mouths, that there may not be food for them. You see, the sheep here is people, not physical sheep that say, meh, meh, no, physical people. And what do? We give tithes and offerings. So God said, I'm going to rescue my sheep from your hand so that you wouldn't have food on your tables. You wouldn't have to be able to run down and buy them expensive Gucci clothes and all this stuff and those of New York suits and stuff like that. And every week you wear a different wig. You can't go to church unless your fingernails and toenails are done and you went to the beauty salon. You can't do it. I know some people got to have the eyebrows fit, the eyelashes fit. They're going to do all this stuff to go to church. God's not even seeing that stuff. He's not looking at this stuff. You know what God's looking at? Your heart and my heart. He's looking at our hearts. Is your heart right with God? We're trying to get right to the people. We want the people to see us in these shiny shoes, nice belt, nice tie, nice priest collar, nice dress. Oh, your fingernails are really nice, done. Nice manicure. Your toenails look good. You understand what I'm saying? We want to look good for the people. We don't think about looking good for the God. This is why there's going to be a great separation. When we think we enter, Jesus is going to say, depart from me and work up with iniquity. I never knew you. Here, Ezekiel is speaking. We're going down to 17, and then I'm going to switch over somewhere else. We pray that Apostle Stewart, Pastor Joyce Stewart, Apostle Linda Washington, Bishop James Washington is okay, and I pray for their son, and I pray for their daughters. I pray that they be okay, that they are okay. Because we know the enemy, he's designed to sift us, each and every one of us. He said, for thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep. I will seek them out. When you think that you discard the sheep, God is going through the thickets. He's going through the thorns and all the bush, wild bush, looking for the sheep, the lost sheep. He said, if I had 100 sheep, and one leave, I'll leave the 99 and go and look for that one and bring it back to the flock. Jesus said, I'm going to go and look for them myself. Jesus said so, the Lord God of Israel. Hallelujah. What is God trying to get to us? That the sheep is more important to him than all the houses and the cars and the trucks and buses, and that we're trying to get in the gated community because we want to make ourselves secure. And the more secure you get, the more access you get to the thieves. The more secure we are, we have to have alarm on a car, alarm on a house. We have our money secure in the bank, and the more secure you have it, the easier people get at it. How many times I tell you that my bank account was hit? How many times has it been hacked? Hallelujah. We think we are secure. We got the credit cards now in the bank card with chips in them now. And the thieves don't care what chips they got. They get around the chip. They spend all day long figuring how to hack your bank card, how to hack your credit card. All day long, they got time. They got time on their head. They don't have no job, nothing to do. They spend all day long working on that computer and figuring how to get your money for free. How to move it from your bank to their bank or to move it to some place where they can get their hands on it. They go to an ATM machine and they hack your account and get money out your account while you somewhere thinking that your money is safe. The more we try to protect ourselves, he said the life that you save is the life you will live, you will lose. The life you try to save is the life you would lose. But the life you lose for him is the life you would gain. We don't want to give it up. We say, oh, no, I can't live this like that. I can't live a holy life because all the other people out there having a great time. What did he say? What did he say to him? Oh, my God, I hear you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is speaking. Oh, my God, Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. One of my favorite scriptures. Separation. Don't wait till he comes to separate us. Separate yourself now. Start separating yourself. Make up in your mind, I'm going to live different. I'm in the world, but I'm not of this world. He drew me out of this world to change my life. Hallelujah. Oh, I hear there's some scriptures right now, Lord. I can't even get to where I want to go. Go to Romans chapter 12. Listen to what he says. And we'll come back to 2 Corinthians. Listen to what he says. Listen to what he says. You got to change now. Don't wait till the time coming. He separate you from the sheep. Because you're walking in the style of a goat. You hear what I'm saying? You're walking with a goat mentality. And he said, now you got to get a sheep mentality. We have to get a sheep mentality because we're walking with a goat mentality. Our mindset is like a goat. We do anything we want to. You ever watch goats out there? I know back in the country I was born in. Don't like to say my country because this is my country now. I've been living here for 40-some years. So, but back in the country, in the sun, you can walk down the road like now. And right outside, we got almost 80 degrees outside now, or over 80 degrees, I don't know. And the sun will be shining, okay, back in Barbados, just right now. And you say, well, I'm going down to the store. And you say, you know, you can, from your house, most of you can walk to the store. You don't have to get in the car or something. You might ride the car. And you say, well, I'm going down here and walk down to the store. And the sun is hot, burning you up. 2 minutes. It's a downpour like to drown you. And it stopped. It only fall for about 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes. You understand? That's how quick things changes. God says here, he says there's going to be a great separation. And here Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. See, you're in this world, but you're no longer of this world. You ought to be different. You understand? We ought to be walking circumspectly, different. Our conversation should be different. Why? Because we have been washed. We have been cleansed. We have been renewed. You can say refurbished. Hallelujah. God has changed us, make us different. But see what happened is we still want to hook up with the Joneses and the Jeffersons. Because they look like they're having a good time. And you say, well, I don't know if I want this holy walk. Because it seems like you're not missing out on anything. I tell you, there's going to be a great separation. And when the time comes for judgment, you will see the separation. Are you on the side with the sheep or are you over there with the goats? It's the choice of you. You got to make a decision now. You can't make it then. It'd be too late. Here he says, Paul says, he says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, the will of God is in his word. See, the will of God will transform each and every one of us that study it and allow it to work. The word of God is like fertilizer to a plant. Do you understand what I'm saying? The word of God is like fertilizer to a plant. Now, when we continue to say this word, it fertilizes our soul to want to do better, live better, be who God said we are, not who the preacher said we are. We're not trying to please no preacher or nobody. We're not trying to please the people in the congregation. That's the problem why the church is in such a disarray. The church is in a disarray because the preachers are trying to please the congregation instead of working to please God according to his word. They leave out all of what God said not to do. And they tell the people, okay, as long as you keep coming to church, yes, do what you want to do, what makes you happy. What makes you and your husband happy? What makes you and your wife happy? What makes you happy with your neighbors? Just keep doing that. Just keep coming to church. They're drinking and drugging and smoking the pot and smoking the heroin and shooting the heroin, and you say, you get dibbing and dabbing, and you dibbing and dabbing. It's all right. And you go to church. No repentance. He said, look, Paul talking, he says, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, have a clear mind, a clear mindset, according as God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. See, you have to allow this faith, Apostle Thomas, that he had this. You have to allow this thing, this faith that you have in God's word and in God to lead you and guide you, to take you to the place from stage 1 to stage 2. No, let's go back here to 2 of Corinthians quick. We're not leaving yet. Then we come back to Ezekiel. We started in Ezekiel. God gave me that scripture this morning. And we got to go. We know part two of this here. So we got to get this thing to you. Because I want to show you this. He says, Paul says here, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18, says, wherefore come out, separate. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. No. What God says to Paul, to talk to these people, talk to the Corinthian church. No, you can't act like you used to act before. All of this fussing and all of this fighting stuff over who's going to be leader, who's not going to be leader, and drinking all that wine and acting up. No, you have to be different because you represent the Most High God, and you must stand out, not trying to fit in. Hallelujah. We have to be a square peg in a round hole, but what happens is that we find ourselves striving to fit in with the world. And God said, no, you're in the world, but you're no longer of the world. You are being transformed. Every day I'm transforming you from glory to glory, from faith to faith. I'm making you different, that you'll be the light shining in dark places. You'll be the salt, hallelujah, of the earth. Heard the preacher said last night, what happened is that we're trying to shine. God said, you don't have to do anything. What you need to do to live. We're trying to do things to impress people that we are saved. Excuse me. We are trying to impress people that we are saved, that we are Holy Ghost filled, that we can speak in tongues. And God said, you don't need to do that. What I need to do is live as salt. What I need to do is live as the light. The light is going to illuminate. You walk in illumination. Hallelujah. When you come into a room, the room brightens. Hallelujah. You are talking with salt, that salt is changing the flavor and all that kind of stuff. But no, he said, no. You must make a difference by the way you walk. When you come into a situation where people are cussing and people want to throw down and threaten and stuff, when they see you, they stop threatening. They stop cussing. Why? Because the light now is exposing darkness. They realize now that they're walking in darkness, so they stop. You ain't got to do nothing. Just walk in the dark. Walk in the light. Be the light. Be the light that shines in darkness. And he says, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. See, if we separate ourselves, not only is God going to bless us, but God said, I'm going to recognize you as sons and daughters. We find it difficult. It's hard for us. We don't want to separate ourselves because we love what they're doing. The world is living a lifestyle that doesn't know where they're going, if they're going up or going down, if they're going across or going sideways. They don't know where they're going. And it looks good to you because they have a smile on their face. They're driving a nice car. They live in a nice community. They got a good job. But they still don't know where they're going. See, there's two places to go. Heaven or hell, they don't know where they're going. And if you analyze them, you can say from yourself, not as a judge, because they're not living in according to God's word, you can say they're going to hell. Because they're living a disobedient lifestyle. I'm talking about there's going to be a great separation. And because that we know that the judge is coming. He's coming as king and judge. I say that all the time. But we got to make sure that we will see him as king and not as judge, because we don't want him to say, depart from me, you work of iniquity, I never knew you. We want him to open his arms and say, welcome, son, welcome, daughter. Enter into my peace. You want him to say that. The soul has to go someplace when it's died, when your body dies. The soul never dies. The soul is going someplace. But one thing you can say, a great responsibility God has given to the humankind. He has given you a decision to decide where you want your soul to go. Not God, God is not doing that for us. He gave that decision to you and I. You can decide that you want to live holy as he's holy, or you can decide you want to enjoy the lifestyle of the bold and the restless. You know, you can decide that's the lifestyle you want to live, and then you go to hell. because you want to fit in. Ezekiel began to speak to these prophets, these pastors, and he's talking about what they're doing, how they're treating God's people. God even says, he said, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. And as a shepherd seeks out his sheep in the day that he is among his flock that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them out of all places where they have been scattered in the day of clouds and thick darkness. In the time of trials and tribulations, God says, I'm seeking them out. I'm not going to let my sheep no longer walk in darkness. I am going to seek them out. Wherever they are, I'm going to my sheep. I pay the price for them. I shed my blood for them. You see, the Bible talks about a healing. A healing don't care where the sheep are. I think it's in John chapter 10. They're not concerned about the sheep. They're concerned about the sheep paying tithes and offerings. I say that. You can get mad at me if you want to. But they're concerned about the sheep paying tithes and offerings. That's why they tell come. Just come to church. Just come to the building. Come to church. That's not the church. That's the building. You're the church. Just don't come to church. You say, I got to go to church. I can't stay home. And then they got to go to church. Yeah. You're the church. Wherever you are, you're the church. Praise them wherever you are. Give them glory where you are. They want you to come because they want you to come and pay them tithes and give them offerings. They're not concerned about you. They don't call you when your daughter's sick. They don't call you when your son is sick. They don't call you when your husband's not feeling good. They don't call you when your wife is sick. Preacher leaves the church. Preacher in the hospital on the deathbed. And the pastor don't even call him. She had doing heart problems, liver problems, kidney problems. The pastor that he'd been giving hundreds of thousands of dollars to don't even call him to check on him. Because they're not concerned with you when you can't come in the house and write your check. That's not a shepherd. That's a swindler. Pimping you up. You can't wait to get him your credit card. I know they got the machine in the church. A little thing plugged into the cell phone. I don't know if you've seen it. It plugs into the cell phone. The little gadget plugs into the earphone thing of the cell phone. And they can swipe your card right there. And they send a receipt from their phone to your phone. Tell them, well, this is what we take out of your account. I'll tell you, the scams. They're using God's house as a den of thieves instead of a house of prayer. That's why God said we need to be separated. You don't have to go to that building to pray God. I'm telling you now. They can get mad with me on that. No matter that. No, you don't have to go there. If you know they're not preaching and teaching the truth and living the truth, you don't have to go there. I don't want to be no place where they're not preaching the truth. Listen what he says. Oh, my God.
That's right. Jesus. Amen.
Lord God says, and I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land. And I will feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the watercourses and in all the inhabited places of the country. See, when God prepares stuff for you, God going to make sure that you have what you need. God is not just taking you someplace and then you have to wonder how I'm going to have this, how I'm going to have that. No. God is making sure that we have what we need. Hallelujah. God called you to ministry. God has already provided all that you need. What you need to do is get in the Word. My pastor said, don't get in the Word. Get the Word in you. He said, go home and get the Word in you. I'm going home and go home and get the Word in you. That's the reason why people don't have no Word. They say, I'm getting the Word. No, you need to get the Word in your heart. They ever said that Word have I hid in my heart, that I will not sin against thee. We have to get the Word in our heart, not in our head, in our heart. We try to rehearse scriptures so we can sound like we know all these scriptures before the congregation, but we're not living not one of those scriptures. We're not living one of those scriptures. If we were, we would have seeking the sick and praying for them. We've been looking for the poor to feed them. We've been looking for the widows to help them. We're looking for the orphans to help them. But all we're thinking about our four no more. That's all we're thinking about. And the more we get, the more we want. Hallelujah. They're mad with me now, Apostle. They're mad. I know. They're going to talk about this message. Because this message says there's going to be a great separation. And this judgment day is coming. No man can escape it. It's on the way. Judgment day is coming. It's coming. And it's coming faster than you know. I was watching the news last night. And I tell everybody building stuff. Everybody building stuff to destroy mankind. Everybody. Everybody. They're not thinking about eternal life. They're thinking that that they can rule this world and that they will live long as they got the best weapons and they got all the money. But I'm telling the king coming and the weapons can't stop him. The money can't hinder him. They can't block him. He's coming. He's coming with his chariots of angels. Heavenly host is coming. We got to get on the side that represents him. Glory to God. Jesus says, he says, and I will feed them with good pasture, verse 14. And upon the high mountains of Israel shall their foes, the babies, be. They shall lie down in a good fold. And in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my sheep and I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord God. Listen what he says. Two more verses and we go somewhere else. Listen to what he said. This is God speaking to Ezekiel. Hallelujah. You can imagine a prophet just sitting there in a maze with all of this great information, instructions he's given to the prophet. And the prophet is sitting there. I can imagine Ezekiel has a scroll. And I can imagine him writing from the left, from the right to the left. I can imagine Ezekiel writes, I got a pen down, he got a feather pen, and he's writing all this stuff as he's getting this thing from the Lord. And he said, I got to make sure that I got all this stuff because I want to speak it word for word as I get it from him. What are we speaking to the people? Are we trying to, you go to this house of worship and praise, and the pastor got 15 pages, the bishop got 15 pages. He sat down all week studying how to write these 15 pages. And it's all him on the page. It's not book coming out straight from the book. It's not the instructions from the Lord. It's what the preacher, and most of the time he's preaching with somebody in the congregation. You just got to listen clearly. Listen carefully. And he's preaching with somebody in the congregation, not the word of God. The word of God is the convictor. It's the one that is the sickle that God talks about in the book of Revelation. It's the sickle. It cuts us and it heals us at the same time. Hallelujah. Nobody want to be cut. They want you to come and they want you to pacify them. Give them a pacifier like a baby. Put a pacifier in their mouth. Give them a word that sounds, I want a word from the Lord. I need a word from the Lord. You don't really want a word from the Lord. Because if the Lord give you a word, it will cut you all down to the crevices of your heart, to your soul. But you don't want a word from. What you need is a pacifier. You want a pacifier. God don't give up pacifiers. He gives out sickles. Hallelujah. Two-edged sword. He cuts in, going in, the cut coming out. And he heals you at the same time. Oh, my God. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus. Listen to what he says. Verse 16 says, I will seek that which was lost and bring back that which has strayed. And I will bandage the hurt and the crippled. Listen to God speaking to Ezekiel. Listen to God speaking. This is God. If God, the great I am, can do this, can't we do it? He is greater than all of us. We don't want to help nobody. God said, I'm going out in the thickets. I'm going out and I'm going to search for my lost sheep. My broken, my man, the ones that are crippled, the ones that are sick, the ones that are diseased, I'm going to bring them out. I'm going to heal them. We don't want to search for nobody. We want to sit up in the house, sit in our air-conditioned office in the house, or wait till the people come to church, come to the building. And then we'll send a deacon out. How many people in the sanctuary right now, Deacon? Is there a lot of people in there? And then we wait till the choir sings, or the praise team sings two or three sounds and hype up the people. And then we come up with our chest pushed up high like we arrive. Because I'm the bishop. I'm the apostle. I'm the overseer in this house. You ever watch them coming in? They walk with pride, not with humility. Because they think they're greater than everybody that's sitting in the congregation. But he said the first should be last and the last should be first. We better watch ourselves. He wants to sit up in the high seats, and when he comes, he'll move you down to the low seat. Listen to what he says. Oh, my God. I told him there's going to be a separation. He says, I will banish the hurt and the crippled. I will strengthen the weak and the sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong who have become hard-hearted and perverse. Listen to God. This is God speaking. You're looking for God himself. God is not soft. The Lord Jesus is not soft. Hallelujah. He's a warrior. This isn't the Bible talking. That's why people, the devil is shooting people all over the world from north to south, from east to west. And they say, well, why is God so loving that he sent people to hell? God has sent nobody to hell. You sending yourself to hell because you don't want to live holy. You don't want to live holy. You don't want the instructions to go to heaven. You want the instructions to make you feel good, which will take you to hell. Listen to what God says here. He says he going to bandage the hurt and the crippled. I will strengthen the weak and the sick. But I will destroy the fat, those that, oh my God, that got fat up in the house, have the nicest cars, the nicest homes, can go to the nicest restaurants, offer your money. And the strong, who have become hard-hearted and perverse, I will feed them with judgment. You hear that? I will feed them with judgment and punishment. Luke chapter 19 and 16. Listen to God speaking. Verse 17 says, and as for you, O my flock, thus says the Lord God, behold, I judge between sheep and sheep. Hallelujah. Between the rams and the great he-goats, the malicious and the tyrants of the pasture. Do you hear God speaking? Do you hear God speaking today to us today? Do you hear him? Let's go over there to, let's go over there. Hallelujah. Let's go over there to Jesus. Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58. Oh, my Lord Jesus. You got to get in the Word. I'm telling you something. You got to get in the Word inside your heart. You got to put it down so deep in your heart that the devil gets scared when he hear you open your mouth. You got to put it down there. Listen, listen, listen. Oh, my God. Got to hide it in your heart and just rehearse it all the time. Rehearse the Word of God because he don't want you to walk in this anointing. He don't want you to walk in it. He don't want you to exercise the light. He don't want the light to shine off of you, bounce off of you, and bounce to somebody else. He don't want that. He wants you to hook up with the people. He wants you to see like they make them look like they're having a great time. Isaiah 58 and verse 7, I think it is. Isaiah 7, verse 58 and 7. He said, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry? And that thou bring the poor that I cast out to thy house? He asked a question. He asked the prophet Isaiah. See, what happened is that we set up the freezer. We said, well, we just cut off 21 day fast. And we said, well, now I got all this chicken, I got all this fish, I got all of this meat up inside here. I'm going to have a feast. I'm going to invite all of my children. I'm going to invite all of my, you know, all of my friends, all of my preacher friends. I come over and have a feast. I eat, but had real good suppers and throw it down. Like I like to for 21 days. But Isaiah, he said, Isaiah, the fast is that you would call the hungry. Get done, what you're not eating. He says, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. Whenever we find that a lot of times when we fasting, we have too much. We want people to see. No, put on some makeup. Even though God is not for that. Put on some makeup. Put some lotion on your face, on your skin. That your skin glow. Nobody would know you fasting. Well, we got a hard tip because we want everybody to know that Oh, I'm a 40-day fast. I'm on a 40-day fast, and I'm so great. You know. Give some poor people some stuff. Man, I got $2 a year. Then I say, you know what, I'm going to put it. I'm going to keep it. I got to go back. The Lord convict me. He says, I passed at the bus stop. I passed, and I got to the spotlight, and I saw this white girl there. Pants, little stretch pants is too tight on her anyway. She like a bone owl. She needs some food. She needs to eat some food. She looks like a bone owl. You know, an arrow for a bow. I mean, she's so bony. Her bone's sticking out. And I saw this black lady. I was an older lady, but she said smoking. Still killing herself, smoking them cigarettes. And I'm thinking to myself, I have not even a dollar inside my car. I was going to a job. And today I'm coming, and the Lord says, you need to put some money in the Australia like you used to do before. You know, the Lord will speak to you if you open your ears. And if your spirit is tuned to heaven, go to Proverbs chapter 19. You know how to put a couple of $5 bills and some shingles inside there and some quarters, some dimes and stuff. Because God wants you to bless people. He wants people to see the light shining on you. Hallelujah. You don't have to preach the sermon to the people. Just let them see the light. Let them see the light. They're going to want to start ministering. You know what I'm saying? When I bless people, they start ministering to me. And I said, Lord, I want to minister to them this time. She said, thank you. Thank you, man of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I said, God bless you too. You know, Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 17. We're talking about there's a great separation. He said, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord. And that which he hath given will be paid him again. You cannot beat God. Every time you give, folks say, why should I give them? I ought to be giving people here in America. Well, we give people here in America too. We don't only send to India. We don't only send to Africa. We give to people right here. How many times Block Talk families put on electric to people here? We're turning on electric. We're turning on water. We're turning on gas. We have heard people put gas in their cars. Block Talk finally did that. We don't, because, you know, I hear them in the spirit, but they're always sending money to India. They're always sending money to Africa. No, there's people right here in America, down south, that we send money to help. We do, from Block Talk Radio, church family. Let me tell you this. Let's go. I've got to give you some more. Proverbs chapter 14 and 31. 14 and 31. Listen to what he says. Solomon says, he that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker. But he that honoreth him have mercy on the poor. Do you hear that? When you honor God, you have mercy. You're not going to pity the poor and look down on the poor like you're better than them. I always say, don't look down on someone unless you have an intention in your heart to help them up. We think that we're so big. We are the pastor because I'm a bishop. I'm an apostle. I'm an evangelist. I'm a pastor. I'm a teacher. I'm a prophet. I'm a prophetess. I'm a deacon. I'm so high. No. I'm an usher. That's the job I like in the church. That's the best job in the church. The usher is the best job. We're taking preaching. No, the usher. The usher meet people, everybody that enter the house before the pastors get to preach a word. The usher. The most important. I always say that. Usher the most. Because why? Then you make the impression that the usher makes with that person that entered that door, go make that person come back. Or make them don't want to come. If the usher is disrespectful, rude, that person don't want to come. Say, you know what? They say, the music was good, the worship, praise and worship was good. The pastor preached a good word. But I ain't going back there because them ushers. Unless you don't know how to respond to people, go to Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 5. Pastors don't know how to respond. If you're a gatekeeper of the house of the Lord, you got the best position. Best position. That's what he says. Whosoever mocketh the poor reproacheth his maker. And he that is glad at calamities should not be unpunished. Do you hear that? Don't you mock the one underneath the bridge, sleeping in the cardboard box and laugh at them. God created them too. They're just going through a hard time. Whatever little help that you can help them. See, we learn that every, tell us, don't help your brother or sister that's under the bridge. They're going to do something to you.
God, tell the devil, you're a liar.
But I got so much protection with me. Do you know that Psalm 91 said that he gave it in the charge over us? Not just me, us, you and I, all of us. And do you know when you walk out your house that there's angels by your right and by your side, your left, and there's angels behind you and angels before you? Do you know that? They're going ahead of you making your path clear, and they got both sides in the rear end covered. It's in the book of Isaiah. They're covering you all around. 91 says that they have charge. They're watching over you. Isaiah said he covered your rear with. But we get sad because the enemy said, oh, you better not go down there. They're going to rob you. They're going to beat you up. See, what happened is that you're not talking to daddy first. Before you leave home, you ought to have a talk with daddy so daddy would dispatch the angels to be with you. Go to Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12. Oh, my Lord Jesus, I tell you. Daniel chapter 12. Apostle, I didn't have a word last night, not a word. I leaned on the bed and said, Lord, give me a word. And I looked, going through my notebook. I got so much stuff written. I go through my notebook. And this jumped off the page. He said, this is what I want you to talk about. There's going to be a great separation. It's going to happen so fast. The Lord says, it's going to happen so fast. People are going to be caught undone. They're going to be caught undone. The Bible says two going to be in the field working. One going to be taken and one going to be left behind. Two going to be in the bed sleeping. One going to be taken. One left behind. Two going to be in the middle working, grinding. One going to be taken, one left behind. Which one's going to be you? Which one's going to be you? Which one will you be? The one that's taken or the one left behind? See, we have to live in a way that he'll come and take us with him. We have to live that way. It's not just going to happen. We have to make a decision that I'm going to live for Christ, I'll die for him. Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We're afraid that we want to be with Christ, but we don't want to die. You want to live here forever? No, this is not my home. I'm just passing through. But I have something to do while I'm passing through. I have to do something while I'm passing through. Daniel chapter 12. Let's start at verse 2. Very powerful word. Well, let's start at verse 1. Daniel says, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation even to the same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written. Now here Daniel is talking about the time before judgment. There's going to be a time of tribulation, great trials and tribulations. These things are going to happen. He told you this. Matthew tell you that in chapter 24, chapter 25. He tell you all this stuff, these things are going to happen. So what he's doing, he's learning us to get our mindset in order to live the lifestyle that will draw others to him, that our light and our salt will be in operation. We as light and salt will be in operation. It's not so much about preaching the gospel and singing the gospel, but it's about living the gospel. Living the gospel. We talked that, I think I got that from Bishop James sometime before. You can give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, but teach him how to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime. So as you continue to let people see how the way to walk for Christ, they'll find their way to the pearly gates of heaven. It gets us at the gate. Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and King Jesus. You hear what I'm saying? So once people see how it is, how the requirement to get to heaven, they begin to live. But that preacher, man, that preacher real hard. And then that preach. But then when they see you at the liquor store, when they see you at the strip club, you understand what I'm saying? When they see you doing things that you ought not be doing, you mess their spirit up. No, they don't even want to investigate who this Jesus is that we're talking about. Because we're not living what we're talking. We got to live this thing out. It has to become part of us. It has to be our DNA. Hey, I like to say we got to be so sold out to the kingdom that if a mosquito hit us, the mosquito would get saved. If he just tap into us and draw some of our blood, the mosquito would become a saved mosquito. Do you hear what I'm saying? If a dog bites you, the dog begins to bark Holy Ghost language because you are so filled with the anointing. Everything about you must change. Everything about us must change. We have to be different. Why? Because of this separation. Which side do you want to be on? The side with the sheep or the side with the goats? This is what Daniel says. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall be awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Do you hear what he says? The scripture is over there in Matthew chapter 25, verse 46. Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Now see what happens. Now you're not preaching, but because that you've been wise to the things of God, and your light is drawing people. The light of God that's in your life is drawing people. You're not even preaching. You're not even prophesying. Hallelujah. But you're walking the walk. You're not just talking the talk. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't go with your family members. You hear them cussing, and all of a sudden, you're cussing too because it's all right. You don't see them drinking corn liquor. And all of a sudden, you have a glass of some corn liquor. You're going down south. You know, I had somebody drink some of that stuff, tear you up. Well, that's some good stuff. But mess you up, though. I mean, it was good then because I was a drug addict. So it was good to do your quick kick, you know. But I don't have to drink that. I am high right now. I'm high on the Holy Ghost. I'm high. He's, oh, my God. He's just pricking me all the time. No. But see what happened is, Daniel said you're going to be the brightness, like the brightness of the sermon. That is some illumination on your life. Hallelujah. Because you're walking the walk. Hallelujah. And it says, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Now, listen. Those that taught this thing, that spend time teaching and preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. And people have been turned from your walk. Because everything that you was preaching, you was walking. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side, and of the bank of the river, and the other on the other side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, the same man is the man in the linen in the book of Ezekiel. He says, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of those wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a times and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And he's talking about the tree in a half years in the book of Revelation. Now, this is time. This is why we have to constantly preach in this gospel. And we got to constantly live it. Because when you preach fire, you got to live fire. Hallelujah. So when the devil get close to you, he'll understand what the lake of fire brim so feel like. When he get close to you, a child of God, he ought to feel this thing. Hallelujah. He ought not have access to your spirit. He ought not have access to your mind, because your mind is completely clothed in righteousness. He ought not have access to your soul, because your soul has been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, because you're a child of God. You ought to be changed. My God, my God, my God. Go to Matthew chapter 13. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 13. Oh, my Lord Jesus. I tell you something about this scripture right here. Oh, you're speaking the word, boy. You're speaking the word, Holy Spirit. I hear you. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Matthew chapter 13. Let us just start. Thank you, Deacon, Brother Deacon. Now let's jump down to verse 43, and then we'll jump back up. Jesus is speaking here in this book, and we're going to come out of... Let's see what we got. A couple of books here. Couple. We come up with the Amplified, I believe. King James, I'm sorry. Here, Jesus says, is speaking here in this book. This powerful parables that Jesus is releasing here. He says here in 43, says, Then shall the righteous shine forth as the Son in the kingdom of the Father. Who have ears to hear, let him hear. See, Daniel was just talking with the same scripture here. See, you got to shine. We think that we got to do, and we got to perform this show. That's why you see now you go to the church, and now you don't know if you're at the nightclub. They got the smoke coming out the altar. He's going to even make smoke for him. He's a cloud in the day and a fire in the night. He don't need us to make smoke for him. What he needs us to do is live. Live what he said we are. And the enemy has us putting on all of these type of motivational things. All these motivational parading stuff that we're doing for the gospel. Gospel don't need that stuff. All he'll need to do is be who God said you are. Live this thing out. When you teach it, live it. Be it. That's all the gospel calls for. Now let's jump back up. Let's jump back up from 43. Let's go back up here and see what Jesus is saying. And let's start at verse 31. It is the parables. Here's another illustration Jesus used. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed planted in a field. It is the smallest of all seeds. I got a little package of mustard seeds here. A preacher gave me, I was in a service, and I'm told it really is small. And that little bag got about 100 seeds, but you wouldn't believe there's 100 seeds if it's so small. He says, but it becomes the largest of garden plants. It grows into a tree, and birds come and make nests in its branches. Verse 33, the parable of the yeast. Jesus also used this illustration. The kingdom of heaven is like the yeast of a woman used in making bread. Even though she put only a little yeast in three measures of flour, it permeates every part of the dough. Jesus always used stories and illustrations like these when speaking to the crowds. In fact, he never spoke to them without using such parables. Verse 35, this fulfilled what God has spoken through the prophet. I speak to you in parables, I will explain things hidden since the creation of the world. Now here in the parable of the wheat and the tares, some must call it the wheat and the weeds. Then, leaving the crowd outside, Jesus went into the house. His disciples said, please explain to us the story of the weeds in the field, or the tears. Jesus replied, the Son of Man is the farmer who plants the good seed or the wheat. The field is the world, and the good seed represents the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people who belong to the evil one or the devil. The enemy who plants the weeds among the wheat is the devil. See, the devil brings people into the house of the Lord. And because a lot of leaders don't have spiritual eyes to see them, all they see is the checks, the money, the gifts, the cars, and the suits, and the robes, and the gold and diamonds that they bring. The devil is the deceiver of the brothers. I want you all to know this. Now, Jesus speaking here. He says, just as the weeds are sorted out and burned in the fire. Now let's go back to 39. The enemy who plants the seed among the wheat is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the harvesters are the angels. So we're talking about there's going to be a great separation. And this is what Jesus is saying right here. At the end of the world, this is going to be separate. Just as the weeds are sorted out and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the world. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will remove from his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. Now, I just want you to see that. We have to prepare ourselves because we don't want to be removed. We don't want him to cast us into the outer oblivion, into the lake of fire and brimstone. We don't want him to say, depart. Then the righteous will shine. They're to shine again, Apostle. We ought to be shining. Things are going to happen in this life that we're living right now. We're going to face all types of obstacles. I talked about Evangelist Darlene Campbell. Sent me an email last. I told you all. Her son is in the hospital now fighting for his life. He was driving an ATV without a helmet, and he crashed. Hit his head. Fighting for his life. And we had prayed for them last night. But we understand that because that you're serving God and you're ministering 6 days a week, 7 days a week, that don't mean that you're not going to have attacks. The devil don't attack his own. Do you know that? He does not attack his own. He requires from them when he comes for them. He requires their soul. But while they're out there working for him, he don't attack them. He tries to attack the ones that are working for King Jesus. Hear what I said, try. Because when we know we're working for the Lord Jesus, we know that trials and tribulations, because he said in this world you will have trials and tribulations, but remember, I have overcome. What is he saying? If he overcome, we will overcome also because we are part of him and he's part of us. Jesus says, then the righteous will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom. Everyone with ears to hear should listen and understand this. Understand that when you're teaching and preaching the gospel and you have your building, we have our building. People are going to come that are not of God. They're not of God. They're coming because the music sounds good. And some of them are coming because Satan has sent them to hinder us. Listen to what I'm telling you today. Now, the Bible says in Luke 22 and 31. Go over there quick. Luke 22 and 31. Luke 22 and 31. Jesus, talking to Simon, he said, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. What is Satan's design of Peter? He wants to separate Peter from the call that's on his life. When you separate weak, you're separating the weak from the chaff. The stuff that's no good. You understand? But Peter has been separated from his lifestyle. And he's following Jesus. Now he wants to separate Peter from that which is good. You understand? And Jesus warning Peter, we got to understand that doesn't matter what we are doing for the kingdom, Satan still designed to separate us because that's his focus. His focus is to hinder us. That we don't preach anymore. Come and get picked up something in your spirit and say, look, man, you are not preaching about that stuff. Where are you going to the church building? Oh man, don't go on Blog Talk Radio. Just stay home. Don't call the line. Why? He's sifting. Do you understand? He's sifting us. This is what he does. You know how many times I tell you all, man, and I mean it truthfully. Peter, come on by. Don't. Man, you've been doing this, you've been doing that. Why you got to get up and go on the Blog Talk? Man, just lay down the bed and go to sleep. Listen, go to John chapter 5, verse 29. This is the last scripture. Jesus said, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. This is talking about judgment day. This is separation. Okay? If you live in this life, if we are living this life for Christ, there's no if or buts. He's going to bring us over to that side of holiness. But if we are conniving and backbiting and trivial, we are going to the left. We're going over to damnation. We have to make up in our minds, how do we want to end this thing? Where do we want to end up? Jesus described the judgment day in these words. All the nations will be gathered in his presence. And he will separate people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me. How will Jesus separate the sheep from the goats? And how will you know which one you are? Jesus says, those on the right, the sheep, will be those who fed him when he was hungry, brought him water when he was thirsty, gave him lodging when he was lonely, clothing when he was naked, and comfort when he was sick or in prison. The sign of the saved is their concern for those in need. Compassion doesn't save them or us. Salvation is the work of Christ. But compassion is the consequence of salvation. The sheep will react with a sincere question. When did we feed you, visit, clothe you, or comfort you? then Jesus will answer, every time you showed compassion, you did it to me. Try to keep that in mind as you go through your day. Think about helping someone else and not just yourself, not just your four and your more and no more, not just those that like you, not just those that say good things to you, but think about Jesus when you decide to help or don't help. Always think about, what will Jesus do? Will this make the Lord happy? Will this make the Lord pleased with me, what I'm doing? Is what I'm doing right now pleasing the Lord? Ask yourself these questions. And then you will get an answer, because God is not going to leave you without the answer. He's going to give you the knowledge, the understanding that you need, that you're doing right for the kingdom. And as you continue, God will bless you. Father, I thank you and praise you, O God, for this word that you have given us on today. And I pray, God, that we have spoken something by the Spirit. You've given me so much more than what I heard last night. Lord, I pray that somebody hear this word and they say in their heart, what must I do to be saved? And somebody says, I am sick and tired of living my life in sin, and I want to live holy. I want to be taught how to live holy, because I really don't know. I always hear the preacher talk about holiness. But what is it? I want to know. I want to be somewhere where the preacher's got an understanding of living holy, being righteous before the Lord, and decide to take up the gift of salvation. Father, I just ask that you bless the four corners of the earth right now. Lord, as your word has gone to the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord, we know that it's already started working in the hearts and minds of people that are lost and even those that are saved, Lord Jesus. It's not about me, but it's about what you have done on the cross at Calvary. We ask, oh God, your blessing even right now. And God, as we pray for Evangelist Darlene Campbell, Lord, we ask that you bring out her son. Let him not cross over. But Lord, we pray that your will be done in this situation. Thanking you, God, for touching Prophetess Millie and her sister and her daughter. Thank you for Apostle Linda Washington, Apostle Bishop James Washington. And thank you for their son. Lord, I was thinking about him last night. He was so deep on my heart. Brother Peter, Lord, we ask, God, that you go on and do the work that needs to be done, Lord. Because you know the end before the beginning. Lord, we pray for Sion. Lord, we pray for Darian. Lord, we pray that he is safe and he had a son in Texas and the children, grandchildren. We pray for Claude, Lord Jesus. Lord, you raise up this young man to be all that he can be. Lord, we ask protection when he goes and when he comes back, Lord. Lord, order their steps, Lord, and everyone under the sound of my voice. If I don't call your name, it doesn't mean that I'm not thinking about you, but because the Lord give me a name. I pray that God touch you and touch Deacon Fridge and all those that are on the line. God will just impregnate you afresh to prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for when the Savior comes. Don't wait till that day and say, well, I'm going to stop doing this or stop doing it. It'll be too late. It will be too late. And we know that all of us are being tempted even right now. Believe what I'm telling you. Every one of us are being tempted to do this or do that. Something that is contrary to the Lord Jesus Christ. But don't let the devil fool you. God is on your side. And he said, I will not withhold any good thing from those that walk right before me, those that are called according to my purpose. You are called to walk and please God. Allow God to lead you and guide you. Don't let the devil fool you. Don't let him trick you. Okay? I thank God for you all. I don't know if Bishop James is ready. He can come on in and do the prayer of salvation. And then we'll open the line for if there's anyone that wants to respond, you can. Bishop, you can come on in if you're available. No, we just opened the line. That's his thing.
Praise the Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Apostle.
Thank you.
Inviting him to do the salvation again. Okay. Hallelujah. If you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, brothers and sisters, or if you have backslidden and ready to come back home? You should. You should, because we don't know this day and time. We don't know when our Lord will call us. He will call us whenever he is ready. So we must. We must be ready. And God says, come on in, sons and daughters. I need you. Calls you home. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might be saved. Hallelujah. God, he doesn't want to see anyone perish. For God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son. And through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is the only way to salvation is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we all know that the wages of sin is death, but we all fall short of the glory of God. We're only human, and we make mistakes every day. Now, if you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or as I said, if you're backslidden and you're ready to come back to the Lord, he's waiting. He's standing at the door waiting. He is the door. Hallelujah. And if you go into the book of Romans, chapter 10, beginning at verse 8, it says, but what does it say? The word is near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That confession is made in verse 9. And the word says, if and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Hallelujah. And for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. For the scripture says, there is no distinction between Jew or Greek, for God calls us all to himself. Hallelujah. Now, your next step is to repent. Speak this prayer out loud, like it says, confess with your mouth, speak it out loud. And you must repent, and repentance is not returning to your old ways of living. Hallelujah. Right now, your slate is clean. Your slate is clean at this time. You are sin-free at the moment. Okay? So continue to be that way. Keep Jesus in your heart. Repent from your old ways. Then your next step is to be baptized. If you've never been baptized, this is the way we do it. Hallelujah. As the apostle did it in the book of Acts, chapter 2, beginning at verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promises to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. And God calls us all. And with many other words, he testified and encouraged them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received the word were baptized. And that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. We hope that you enjoyed. We pray that you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. And we pray for those who have backslidden that they rededicated their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There is no other way, no other name known. If you go to the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, says, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And invite people to your baptism, hallelujah, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your family members, it's even your enemies. Invite them to your baptism. And by doing so, someone may receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this will be accredited to you if you have talked to someone and asked them to come and see your baptism. And they want to get baptized, that soul is accredited to you for pulling them in, encouraging them. And if you have a Bible, I suggest you read the scripture every day. Ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten you on what he wants you to know, and stop chewing it for a minute. You know, just get it down in your gut. You know, when you read a scripture, ask God, help me, Holy Spirit, to understand what I've just read. Hallelujah. And just speak silent for a couple of minutes and wait. You know, the Holy Spirit will let you know. But, you know, he'll let it come to you. He'll send it into your mind, or he'll send someone along to help you, that you will understand what you have read. And read your scriptures every day. Read your scriptures every day. We can't live without Jesus. We can't. And we can't die without Jesus. We shouldn't, that's for sure. We don't want that eternal damnation. We must be living like Christ or Christ-like in our daily walk. God bless each and every one of you, and may God bless you all the day. All the day, you and your family. Have a great day, and thank you for receiving God, receiving Jesus as your Savior today. Amen. Apostle, back to you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank God for you, for your lovely wife. We pray all is well with you all and your family, as it is with my family. The line is now open to anyone that wants to respond. If you have something to add and help us grow, we greatly appreciate it. The line is open.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord, prophetess.
It was a beautiful word, Apostle, that was very beautiful. Yeah. It was so beautiful. I tell you, everyone that heard it should take a good look at themselves. Hallelujah. Gotta take a good
Thank
look
you.
At them. The day down in their heart. Even if they halfway right. See, dude, if there's anything that they need to work on within themselves, because, you know, the man got a self-will. Something we can lie down, you know, we can stop doing. And there's something that we can't. You know, if we ask him to give us power to overcome. But it's so important today, everything that's going on in this world today. Oh, think about this great day. This great day ahead of us. Will we be ready? Hallelujah. A great separation. We are being separated now. Hallelujah. And it ain't just started today. It's been started. But as we go on, it's going to get worse and worse. If we ain't not getting it together now, we won't be able to sing it. I just thank and praise God for you. For some encouraging. Hallelujah. You were beautiful. You know, even that we already known and we have heard for years, you know, it was just a waking up in my spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes. This is what we've been saying all the time. On rock talk. This is what we've been saying all the time. And the Bible says, he that have an ear, let him hear. Hallelujah. What the Spirit said to the church.
Hallelujah.
Okay, glory. Oh, God. I know while you was ministering, I was just praying within my heart, saying, Lord, sending as far and near that to hear his voice, I said, God, give them a repentant heart this day. And let them come to you.
Jesus.
Because it's true today, it's a day of salvation. And I just thank you. I'm going to thank you again. I just thank God for the opportunity. I thank God for just a mind to be right. And if the Lord's saying tomorrow, I know me, Pastor Washington, you know, because sometimes she has something to do, so I always ask for money. But if someone else has asked you, you know, to speak tomorrow, you know, all you can do, let me know, and I get it later on.
You can do it. You can come on in tomorrow.
Okay.
I know the coming on tomorrow, but I want to tell you thank you for responding to the word. But I tell you something. Then the Lord dropped that. I preached on that on separation before, but when the Lord dropped it in my heart last night, it was like He opened. Let me see. It was like He opened a magazine or a video and began to show me the world.
Uh-huh.
I was laying on my bed. He began to show me the world, and He began to show me how the world was right now.
Jesus.
And then he said to me, he says, there's going to be not just a separation. There's going to be a great separation. And then the Lord began to tell me that there's many, many that think that they're going to heaven, but they're going to hell.
That's right.
I began to tell me that last night, and I started to get tears in my eyes. I said, Lord, I forgive me anything that I've said or done. Lord, I want to be in right standing with You, with Your word. And you know, He began
That's
to
right.
release this thing to me. And show me in the word, you know. I said, wow. People are playing with their souls, probably.
Yeah.
They're playing with their souls, and they're going to church. Well, they say church,
mm-hmm.
but they're going to the building to worship, and they go back home and act the same fool, you know.
That's right.
Go to the mall, go to the club, they're drinking. Especially the weather break now, I can hear them. They're going. They got the backyard parties. They're drinking and smoking and cussing and everything. And then they get dressed up and go to church on Sunday.
That's true.
And that's
true.
Not going to make it. God says that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. He said we have to be different. We have to shine. We have to shine. People must see our light. We must make a difference. People ought not be feeling comfortable around us doing the things of the world.
Amen.
They ought to feel uncomfortable when they come around us, family members still drinking and still drugging. They ought to feel uncomfortable. I can't drink that cause shit. Prophetess is here. Pastor is here. Bishop is here. I can't drink. I'm going to wait till they leave and I'll have a drink. They ought not feel comfortable cussing around us.
It's true.
Come out their mouth, they say, oh, I'm so sorry. It slipped out. They say that, but they know it slipped out. That's their character, but at least they admit that they feel guilty cussing around us. They ought not feel comfortable. They ought not feel comfortable because we are the light of the world. We are the light. He put His light in us.
Amen.
You know?
Amen. That's so true.
I thank God for that word. I really, really, really thank. That's a warm word. I preach a lot, teach a lot, but that word just blessed me. Cause I was so tired when I get home here yesterday. I lay across that bed. I took off my clothes and I put on my shorts. I washed them because I took a shower before I got out. And I lay across the bed. And I said, Lord, I don't know. I said I'm gonna bring the word on Sunday. That was what a catcher, but the Lord would let me catch her. I said, Lord, I told you I'm going to bring the word on Sunday, but I'm so tired. I said, I'm here right here. I said, Lord, I need a word. You got to give me a word. You got to give me a word. And then He dropped that in my spirit. He said, because this is happening.
So
people don't realize that it's already taking place. They don't even see it's happening. Folk are hanging straight in hell, busting hell wide open, and don't even realize it. He told me, I said, it's in the message. He said that preachers are preaching and not preaching the whole truth. They're preaching a half truth because if they preach the whole truth, they wouldn't continue to get fat. And I'm not talking about physically fat. Their bank book would not get fat. See what I'm saying? And this is what the Lord God told Ezekiel. He said that they're eating the fat while these people are perishing. He said they wouldn't even go out and look for the sheep, the lost sheep. When people leave the church or they send people up to the church because they say, this is my church, you can't come here. They don't even concern that they have just sent a person to go to hell. God, this is my church. You can't come to my church. You can't come to my church. You don't meet my standard.
That's right.
Whose standard are they talking about? Their standard or God's standard? Jesus said, I come to seek and to save that which is lost. He leave 99 and went and looked for a lost sheep. And they're going to send a sheep from the church building. Because it's their church. They're in trouble. I'm telling them they're in trouble. I'm telling them. They're in trouble.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's, you know, that you say, we look around, we see. I praise. Oh, but you know, I know this is a spirit. And when I tell you this spirit, you know, it's, I feel like I am drained. I'm talking about tiredness drained. Hey, God, I ain't spirit to drain. Not now, man. Oh, glory. Because I know he on his back. But my physical body, I'm so drained, Apostle. I'm so drained. Oh, but I was drained yesterday, too. And, you know, but I still get in my word. And, you know, I know the spirit taking my mind here and there. And, you know, we looking. You know, but and I always come to the conclusion that, you know, God, he told us in the beginning, choose. He ain't going to push nobody down. As he said, he ain't going to run nobody down. He said, hey, come to me. There's troubles ahead. He done told us. And when you were talking about, you know, if you're right, we're righteousness of God. We don't go around and tell nobody we're perfect because there is no man perfect. But we are striving. Right. We are still striving. He didn't tell us we wouldn't go through anything because the world is full of mess. I'm just telling it like it is.
That's right.
Oh, it's seamless.
That's right.
But the world is full of mess. And as we are striving to go through, my God, the devil's going to attack us in any kind of way he can. Amen. But I just thank God for the righteous still have that mind to pray. Hallelujah. We got that weapon. It's the word of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes I can speak for millions. I'm draining. When I tell you I am drained, but I keep pushing myself. But, like, when you made that statement, how people, you know, in other words, you got the light in you, and that light is the truth, the word of God. People get around you. Some of them, when they curse, think enough to respect you enough. I'm sorry. But, you know, I praise God even for that one to recognize there's something different between that person and me. So, you know, that should be a revelation, knowledge in all that sinners. And as we go through this life, if we see somebody, if we see ourselves in a position, what I'm saying, and if I was, I'm saying, it's a wreck sinner, knowing that I'm a wreck sinner, and I get around somebody and that anointing is in that person, you know, bottom line, I don't want to stop doing what I'm doing. Because I'm in love with what I'm doing. But I respect you. If I feel like I have said something, forgive me. Look, we apologize to a man in the earth. That'd be praying to Jesus. You know, although, the Bible said, respect to whom respect do, and honor to whom honor do. But you know what I'm saying? They will apologize to people on this earth, and they ain't thinking about Jesus. The one got the power over death, hell, and hallelujah in the grave. But that's your life. And, you know, I had to make a decision a long time ago. I mean, you know, I still reach out now. But with my family, you know, I had to make a decision. And you know, I went through a lot, but I still held on to my Jesus. And I give God the praise for that. No, one I went perfect, but they didn't like what they seen in me, and I sure didn't like what I seen in them. So you know what I had to do? I had to get by myself, because I made God a promise. I said, I had to walk this highway by myself. I'm going to stay on it. And then when I truly decided to separate myself, I was everything but a child of God. Not only that, they wouldn't call me crazy. Not only telling me, and begin to tell others. So it's others sitting there, oh, that's crazy. But when they heard me, don't sound like I'm a crazy woman to me. And I look at them, I said, look, that's what my family called me, because they don't believe what I believe in. And because I believe what I believe in, they call you crazy. I said, but what I believe in, it's in the Word. I said, so you study the Word, you'll see. Okay. Well, I didn't know. I thought you no, baby, that's a figure of speech. They say, you're crazy, honey, because you're talking about I ain't going there. I ain't ready to stop doing what I'm doing. I'm loving what I'm doing, so that's why I'm hanging on. So that's what people are doing today. You're preaching the Word, they hearing the Word, and they cannot make an excuse saying, Lord, I ain't heard. Oh, yes. Rock top goes, like you said, all over the world. And even people in the New Orleans State, as I often say, they got access to, different ministries. And people, it's a lot of this different ministry is truly preaching the Word. But I ain't going to say they limit. But I said they preaching the Word. And if somebody wants to get the Word, they will get the Word, and then they go to that scripture in the Bible and see if that person saying what the Bible says. So what I'm saying, men don't have no excuse. He don't have no excuse. He said, my word is so plain that a fool can't hear. I mean, you might don't know A to C, but I guarantee you, take that one word. You stand on that one word. I said, yeah, you stand on that one word and live that one word. Oh, glory be to God. God going to give you more word. Mm-hmm. He going to give you more word. Hallelujah. And you continue to pray that God, I don't know. I don't understand what they're saying about your Holy Spirit. I don't understand. But God, give it to me. God, make yourself known. For God ain't going to, the Lord, the Holy Spirit ain't going to do nothing. Hey, wait. He won't leave you out there. Just hang on to him. Mm-hmm. But I know men will. But, you know, and I don't mean to, you know, continue to talk on because somebody else got something to say. But it's time. I'm talking about even for Millie, even keep on searching myself. Lord, if there's anything in my heart, I'm asking God to move it. I don't know when he's going to call me, but I want to be ready. And I didn't want
yes, Lord. Me too.
I was truly blessed from your word that God spoke into you out of your voice. God's voice was in your voice. Let you open your mouth as God spoke. He's still speaking. Somebody going to take heed. Amen. Y'all pray for me. Hey, excuse me again.
Man.
I will get with Pastor Washington to give you my subject a little bit later. But if the Lord let me spare my life, I will bring the word tomorrow, okay?
Amen, amen, prophetess. Yes, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Responding to the word. God bless you. You add so much to it. And that's the truth, you know. People are, I like what you said there just now, though, what's so beautiful. A lot of people are preaching the gospel. A lot of preachers, a lot of pastors, but they're not living the gospel, you know. I would listen to a man last night. I listened to him for about, I'd tell every part of 30 seconds. I didn't wait more than 30 seconds. I'm not going to call his name. He's a prophet that people run to. When he come to town, a young man, and they give him a lot of money, thousands of dollars, and he just had a baby out of wedlock. But he's saying now that he got a revelation from God that the church is evolving. You know, the people come up with a lot of stuff, man. He that is not from God. The church has always been the church. Church is not evolving. It's always been the church. You know,
yeah.
So he says, I got to give, and I was looking at him, he looked like he was high to me too, because I knew how I used to be, how my face used to look when I was smoking that cocaine. You had a sweaty shine on you like I was some mess, and your eyes looked glass, and he looked like that last night. He's in Florida now. And I says, it's amazing. How the people that are out there and know a lot of people, access to a lot of people's souls, are leading people to hell.
Amen.
And they're gonna have a greater charge. Because if God give you, the Bible said much is given, much is required. And if God give you much, you don't do much with it, guess what happens? You're going to get charged much. You're going to get charged much. God give me access to thousands and thousands upon thousands of thousands of people. You know, I have to make sure that the word, that's why you see people come on this blog talk, really, and the pastor would tell you that. If they wouldn't write, they ain't get no chance to preach back over here. Because I'm representing God. We representing God, you know. We representing God. And you see what God told Ezekiel? He said, look, I'm going to go. He said, I, the Lord, will go
Jesus
and search for my people. He said, I will go and seek and search for my sheep, and I will bring them back to their land. That's what he said.
Yes,
if my shepherds are not doing what they're supposed to do, so he said, I will come down and I will do it. God,
I know.
You think he's going to leave his throne and come down here for them people, and he's not going to charge the shepherd that he put in position to watch over the sheep?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody going to escape. Ain't nobody going to escape that step off the line. No, no. So we thank God. We really do thank God for that, because it just took my heart to another place. You know, truly took my heart to another place.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank the God.
Thank you so much.
Thank the Lord. Yes,
yep.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord.
The line is open for anybody else want to come on in. The line is open.
Yes, Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Bless you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
God
praise
for his
Lord.
Sacrifice.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
sacrifice
you, Lord.
Is for everybody.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
He did
Amen.
It for everybody.
Yes, he did. Yes, Lord. Thank
but
you,
we
Lord.
Have to make the choice.
Yes.
The choice that he gives, he does not force us. And he really is a gentle God, a powerful, mighty, but gentle God.
Yes, Lord.
He's gentle in that his mercy and his love is forever.
Yes, Lord.
His love is gentle.
Yes, it is.
He's kind. He's compassionate. You know.
Yes, it
and
is.
He's grieved by what's going on in the world.
Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
But it's talked about all through the Word. And we see falling away of the church.
Yes, it is.
Right now.
Mm.
There is a falling away of the church. Because people are separated from God in their hearts.
Mm.
Their minds are not taken over by God.
Yes, it's true.
There has to be a takeover. There has to be a mind that's made up. Look, I'm just going to accept this deal.
Mm.
I'm going to take this deal because the hand that the devil has dealt is the hand of destruction. But I'm going to take this deal. And then some of us are deal breakers. We took the deal, but then we broke it, you know.
Yes, Lord.
Take the deal. I pray that people take this deal, take this love, take this mercy, that they take it. Take
yes.
it and make their way be the way of the Lord. And that's what we hear in the sermon. Make your way be the way of the Lord.
Amen.
Make that most responsible decision you could make. And we did the prayer of salvation. Word, to me, it's all about getting saved.
Amen.
It's all about getting saved. There's a great fall in the way of
yes.
the church.
It's so true.
Right now, because of the evil we see in this earth like we've never seen before. In all my days, I have not seen the evil that we see right now. It was there, but now it's at a high, high level because Jesus is coming back soon. It's got to get worse because it's prophesied.
Yes, it is.
We're not surprised. I'm not surprised at what I see, although it grieves our heart, Apostle.
Yes, it does.
We're not surprised at it. Over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to say it over and over and over through his ministers.
Yes, Lord.
But he's still a gentle, kind God, but also a God of wrath.
Amen.
Just as he is gentle, he is a God of wrath, a God of revenge, because it was never his, you know, God gave us everything.
Yes, he did.
He left nothing undone.
Hey, glory.
Everything was given to us by God.
Amen.
Everything we need was given to us.
It's so true.
And
nope.
If we keep messing up, we forfeit.
Yes,
we forfeit such a great, great gift of grace. Salvation.
Hmm.
So I pray people took the deal today.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know that show that says deal or no deal? Deal or no
yeah.
deal?
Yeah.
You know that show?
And
yeah. because of the greed,
yeah, Howie Mandel.
People
yeah,
have
100,000, right.
200,000,
yeah.
some of them have 500,000,
yeah.
and they won't take it because they want to go for some more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They want to go for some more. And some of them leave with nothing.
That's right.
Yep. Lose the deal. They want to go for the big deal.
So is it a deal? Is deal
mm-hmm.
or no deal?
Deal, no deal. Yeah, that's right.
So
deal,
they
no
make
deal.
A choice. They make a choice in that on that show. They
that's
make
right.
a choice.
That's right.
No, I'm not going to accept this one because there got to be some more somewhere. I believe it's going to be. It's going to be more. I'm going for it. I'm going for it.
Huh?
And then they lose out.
Everything they need.
Some of them lose out and leave with nothing.
Huh?
So don't, I pray people just don't be a loser.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Accept what's at hand. Accept the deal.
Yes, Lord.
Accept this great, great gift of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
it's
you.
Already laid out. It's already there for you. All we got to do is accept it.
Amen.
My God, hallelujah. Because Jesus is not going to change his mind.
He's doing nothing.
The word of God is not going to change.
Not going to change.
That's right.
He's not going to change because we want to have it our way.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I just see that the Lord is just telling us once again, the word is also a warning.
That's right.
Yes.
It's a warning.
Yes, yes. Yes.
So I just know that God has done a great work. And we have to do the work.
Amen now.
And the Lord showed me in a vision some years ago how dark the world is. It's already dark. It's been dark. But it's so dark. And it's going to come to the, it's going to come a time, and it's coming. Everything is going to be lights out. Lights out. I'm telling you, the whole world. There's going to be
man.
Nobody.
All right.
That's right.
Everything
that's it.
Is going to be shut down.
Yes, it is.
Computers, your phone.
Everything.
You won't be able to get on your phone. You won't be able to come to Block Talk.
That's right. You got no word for yourself. You got
so
no word, yeah.
That we got to call, know how to call in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. You call it out, Pastor.
Because there's not going to be anything.
You own it. That's
yeah.
right.
Nothing but
the
yeah.
calling for it.
And all
did,
I call was the right spot
out.
In the side.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
Jesus, I feel your Holy Spirit.
Hey, glory.
All it's going to be, he showed it to me. There's a bright spot. And that is because the door is not all the way shut yet. You can
Amen.
Still enter in because the light of the world is still in the earth, but it's dark.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes,
but
yes.
There's that. There's still time. There's still. But the way he showed it to me was it was so dark and it was just this circle
Mm-mm.
of brightness in the sky.
Jesus.
That's all it was.
Mm.
Saying that it's getting closer and closer. Closer and closer, y'all.
Yes, it is.
I'm telling you.
It gets closer.
And I was on my face.
My, my, my.
I saw people running.
Yes.
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 It was running.
Don't know.
And I was on my face.
Oh, glory.
Red. All in white on my friend. While the people was running. I wasn't running because I got the Lord. I'm not running because I'm, but we're praying for those not to miss it, to take the gift that's available so you can get through.
My, my, my.
Get your passport. You got to get that passport. Take the deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Take the deal. Get your passport. So we getting out of here.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Jesus is coming back.
Yes, he is.
So we got to take what's given. It won't cost us anything. We can't buy it. Praise God, Apostle. This whole message was about salvation.
Yes, yes, it was.
That's what it's about.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation.
Yes, yes, yes.
And there's a great separation. There's going to be, but you're talking about the goats and the sheep, you know, but the tares are with us.
Yes.
They're there. The tares are among us.
Yes, yes, yes.
But there's going to be a separation.
Mm.
But when we leave here, we don't want to be the goat.
Jesus.
No, that's what the apostle's talking about, that great separation.
Mm.
The goat cannot enter in.
My.
There's the sheep and the goat can't enter. And I know, Apostle, you preached it. I'm not about to try to preach. I'm tired. And I'm like, prophet, tired, you know, and I will be going back to sleep. But,
yeah.
but praise God for the word. And I just thought about that deal thing, you know, how people got so much greed for the things of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So much greed, they never get enough. They never get enough of this world. And we as the body of Christ should never get enough of God. We never should feel like I got enough now. I don't need no more. Because then we too start to separate in our heart again. When we feel like we know enough, we got enough, we know enough, and we don't need no more. What is the Bible talks about the hunger and the thirst. We got to stay hungry and stay thirsty.
Amen.
We got to stay that way. And we want to get more and more hungry for the word so that we don't be one of the goats.
It's so true.
See, I know I'm on my way to heaven.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, I know, and I don't believe it's arrogant at all. It's been promised to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my passport because Jesus, Jesus, the Lamb of God,
yes,
paid the way for me. He paid for my passport.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
I've been washed in the blood.
Hallelujah.
And therefore, I got my passport.
Passport, yes.
I got my passport, Deacon. Apostle, I got my passport.
Oh, yes.
I'm on my way to heaven.
Come on now.
And I'm going to see those pearly gates swing wide open.
Hey, glory.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
On my way.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So we're
thank
on
you,
our
Lord.
Way.
Mm.
On our way.
Yes, Lord.
This journey is leading. When we walk the holy life,
mm-hmm.
the journey leads to heaven.
Amen.
It's been promised to us. I feel it in my soul.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
You know, you ever heard that whisper in your soul?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to be there.
Oh, Lord. Help me,
you
Lord.
Hear that whisper in your soul. You hear the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Whispering to you.
Mm.
You're on your way.
It's hallelujah.
Walking in the way of holiness.
Oh, glory.
You're on your way to heaven. Get your passport.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because we're going to be transported out of here.
Yes, yes, yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. But people got their minds fixated on the word in greed.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the government. It's everywhere.
Amen.
Because of it, people are losing their lives.
Amen. Amen.
It's the truth.
It's so much truth.
But when he showed me that darkness, oh, my God, he was letting me know.
My.
And he wanted me to tell
him. My God.
He's going to shut it all down.
Amen.
That's right.
Before
Amen.
You come back, it's going to shut down.
Sure.
You're not
going to
have,
right.
You're not going to be able to make, do nothing.
Yes.
You're not going to be able to go nowhere.
Mm-mm-mm.
My God. Jesus.
Hey.
My God.
So we better get it done right now. Now
that's
is the
right.
time, like we say every day.
That's
we
right.
got to do what we got to do to continue to keep ourselves in God.
That's right.
Our responsibility is nobody else's responsibility. Mm-hmm. Nobody can get saved for us.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can walk the walk that we need to walk. We got to do it for ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
That goes for
Amen.
Our faith.
That's right.
So, Pastor,
Amen.
Thank you
That's
for
right.
the word.
Hi.
I dozed a little bit. I'm going to be honest. I dozed a little bit through it, but I already had it in my heart what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I heard most of it, but I'm being honest. I did doze, you know. But, you know, many times at night I'll put the word on and it pipes through my brain, through my head, through my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be listening to the word.
Amen.
See, when the word is in your heart, you already got the word.
All right now.
You got it.
Hallelujah.
Well, I know what you was talking about, Apostle, because guess what? We got it in our hearts. We know. I know that I know what you were saying. And we got to keep it in our hearts.
My Lord.
It's not going to come by staying out there doing what we want to do. That's not going to work.
Sure enough.
God says, no, that's not it. You got to do it my way. My way to stay on the highway.
Sure enough.
Otherwise, living a low life. We got to stay lowly because we got to be humble. But that low life is the life that is never satisfied, never satisfied with the things of the world and not satisfied in Jesus.
Mama.
You got to be satisfied in Jesus.
Amen.
Glory be to God. It's sad. It's really sad. But the remnant of God is always going to be here.
Mama.
Until he call us up. Until the rapture.
Yes.
And you don't want to be left behind. Oh, Apostle, I know I'm not going to be left behind. I know I'm not. if God would come right now, I know I'm ready. Some people would say that's a little arrogant because we fall short of the glory of God. I've been washed.
Come on now.
I've been washed. And when you got your mind and your heart fixated on Jesus, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. You're going to be able to fall. You're going to be able to see the nail-scarred hands of Jesus. You're going to see him. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, glory, glory.
My God, with his arms stretched out for you,
yes.
I'm going to see my Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to keep on saying it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see my Savior.
Mama.
I look forward to that. I look forward to that more than anything.
Jesus.
So God has described to me in his word what I got to look forward to. And I still can't fathom in my mind exactly the way it's too wonderful.
Glory be to God.
It's too wonderful, prophetess. It's too wonderful for us to grasp it all. But he's given me enough to know that I got to stay in the way.
Yes,
all
Lord.
Right?
Hallelujah. All right now. Thank you, Lord.
I got enough to know y'all.
Yes.
I got enough to know that he sacrificed for me to have my passport.
Yes.
My God. And
my
I've
God.
Already accepted the deal that's been given to me in the word of God. It's the greatest
Thank
deal
you,
of your life.
Yes, Lord.
I've accepted it.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to see my friends and my loved ones.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
I want to see them again.
Yes. Mm.
They're going to know me, and I'm going to know them. And sure enough, I'm
yes.
going to know my Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
He's
you,
made a way for that to happen. Y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
When you, your mind stayed on God, you're going to remember.
Mm.
Read it for yourself how heaven is described. People say there's no
that's
hell.
It.
That's a lie from the devil.
That's right now.
It's in the word of God. It's described
that's
in the
it.
Word. And when you
yes.
know the word, you receive it and you know it's true.
Mm-hmm.
So be on your way.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Be on the journey. Stay on the journey of redemption. On that journey, I'm redeemed and I know I'm redeemed and I'm going to make it there because I'm going to do what God said to do. Hallelujah. Worse than we see is coming. Worse. We keep saying it. God showed it to me years ago. What is coming to this earth is something we've never seen before.
That's so true.
You see how the weather, you see this weather?
Mm-hmm.
We got to see the signs of the times, Apostle. People got to see.
That's
not,
right.
They're not watching. Look at the weather. The weather itself. Look at the corruption. Look at the level of crime.
Yes.
Is totally haywire with evil. It's evil all over.
Amen.
I thank God for Jesus, y'all. And thank God
Me
for
too.
The sermon. And thank God for what God does on Blog Talk Radio
yes.
and for what he does in those churches of God, those pastors
yes.
who
yes.
sacrificing.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
It's not easy. It's not always easy. It's not.
Yeah. My
Jesus.
God. Yes.
And there is suffering, but it's all worth it.
Yes.
It's all worth it, Father Jesus.
Amen. Yes, sir.
There's so much more I want to say, but I'll leave it for the sermon when I come on. Because it's already, this sermon is just so in
Thank
my
you,
belly.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm just releasing some of it now. But
yes.
Apostle, what you're preaching is what you preach today is something that's just been, it's there with us. It's there with us who know. Mm-hmm. It's there, Apostle.
Yes, it is.
God is want to keep us, keep our minds afresh.
Yes, yes, yes.
We got to stay fresh.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Because if we don't stay fresh, we get stale.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. And we don't have, our light gets dimmer. It gets dim.
That's right.
And next thing you know, it's lights out.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of God is not in.
Amen now.
The Spirit of God is fully on.
Yes.
Not out of this world, because the Holy Spirit is not going anywhere to Jesus.
It's all right.
Call
now.
His church out of the earth. He's going to call us up out the earth.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit is going to leave when we leave.
Yes.
My God,
yeah.
Y'all.
Hallelujah.
So get him now, right now. Get hot for Jesus.
Yes.
Ask
yes.
him to give you that fire in your heart.
Oh,
give
yes.
you that desire that's greater than anything in this world, God. My desire, I want a desire that's greater than anything, that desire for you.
Amen.
Help us to stay humble. When we're humble, we'll stay thirsty and hungry.
Yes, 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 yes.
We'll want more of God. And
yes.
he'll give you more. He'll give you more.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory.
God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you.
Thank you,
Lord
Jesus.
Thank God.
We're so grateful, God, for what you've done. And when
you
keep that grateful heart, it pleases God. Hallelujah. And you know you're on your way. And don't let nobody tell you no different. When you're serving God, you're on your way to heaven. Amen?
Yes,
I'm
right. That's right.
Serving with your heart, with a heart that's
yes.
totally given on to God.
Yeah, Lord.
Nobody going to tell me no different.
Because
I tell the devil to hush his mouth quick, fast, and hurry. I know what I'm talking about.
Right now.
We got to stop allowing ourselves to be deceived. It's a choice.
My God.
That's right.
Yeah, that,
God
that's
said,
it.
Choose life or death. He said, choose.
Choose.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Choose. That's right.
Yeah, you got a choice.
And just like them people
you got
on
a
that
choice.
Program, they got to choose. You're going to keep what you got, or you're going to let it go and keep on being
that's
greedy
right.
and going for more of that stuff
yeah.
out there.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take what you gave me right now, God. I'm taking it right now. At whatever I gotta do, I just want to be with you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
That's when you got your mind made up that I'm all in
yes.
with Jesus. I'm all
yes.
in.
Hey, glory. Thank you.
And nothing
my
is
God. Thank you, Lord.
Destroy that. I'm
thank
not.
You, Lord. Thank
I am
Lord.
Saved.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm redeemed, and nothing
yeah,
is gonna change
Lord.
It. Only yeah. if I begin to allow myself to go after the things of the world
yeah.
again.
Yes. Yes.
Or
that's
stay
right.
there, being greedy.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it's yeah. nothing but evil with greed.
Mm.
People mm. ain't just greedy for money. They're greedy for sex. They're greedy for, oh,
no.
my God, I can go on and on. Mm. And on.
My Lord.
They're greedy for the drugs.
Jesus.
Greedy for the alcohol. Greedy for the sex. Greed for the money.
Yep, everything.
Just greed.
That's
and
right.
it causes destruction.
A lot of greed
is
greed everybody. Greed everything.
Yeah. Hear me.
And greed is a
it's,
sin.
And,
greed is a
and
sin.
They don't even
greed.
See it, Apostle. They can't
yeah.
see it because they're blind.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
We stay blind
yeah.
until God
yeah.
put his light in our eyes.
That's right. Mm.
And you know, when you can't see, the light is not in your eyes. When you're blind, the light is no longer in your eyes.
Jesus.
That's why. So,
but, you know,
and it's the same
apostle.
Way spiritually. Mm-hmm. It's the same way spiritually, Apostle. The spiritual
that's
eyes
right.
are darkened.
Yeah.
And
yes, right.
It's just like people who's naturally blind.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see no light. That's why you're blind.
Yes.
So I'm going to be quiet now. Glory to God.
Yeah.
That's all right. You're doing good. You're doing good. But you know something?
I'm right.
The Lord showed me today in the text
when he took me to Daniel chapter 12, I didn't get that. Mm-hmm. I didn't get that chapter till this morning. He gave that to me this morning. I've preached on that chapter before, but this morning he showed me that. He said that he has already given the believer the light.
That's
already
right.
Given the believer the light, and
that's
the believer
right.
is supposed to shine like the heavens. We're supposed
that's
to
right.
shine like
Hallelujah.
The heavens. Wherever we go, we're supposed to light up. But
that's
what
right.
really,
Hallelujah.
He really messed. What he really messed me up with there, and he just gave me the revelation when he was talking. But he told Daniel to shut the book up.
That's
for
right.
time and
shut
time and time and a half, at 3.5 years. Then he told Daniel that he also was saying that his people have more than enough to make it in.
That's come on
right.
now.
More than enough. More than enough.
Do you hear what I'm saying? That's what he was telling.
That's right.
That's what he telling Daniel. You don't have to write anymore. Just shut the book. They have more
that's
than enough
book.
To make it in.
Hallelujah.
All they have to do is follow what I give
that's
them.
That's right.
I said, wow.
That's
wow.
Right.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
That's right. Hallelujah. That's all you got to do.
You don't take nothing but a little. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank God for the light of the world.
Yes,
that's
yes,
right.
yes.
And that we can see him. We can see him.
Yes, yes.
I thank God I'm not blind. You can
Amen.
Be blind naturally, but God help us when we're blind spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
You know, the more we spend with him.
Blind. You know, if you've never really been blind naturally, you don't know how it feels.
Yeah.
But I know how it feels to be blind spiritually.
To lose the light, yes, yes.
But to be blind naturally, if you've never been blind naturally, you don't know how that feels being without your sight.
That's right.
But I found out when I became totally blind in my left eye.
Mm-mm-mm.
I no longer had the light in that eye to be able to see. I literally was reading everything from one eye.
Mm-mm-mm.
You see, because the light was not there. And even now, when I close my right eye, when I open my right eye, I have more light in my right eye.
Jesus.
When I open the left eye, I can see. I'm not blind no more, but the light is not intense in that eye because of the stroke that I had in it. But I can see. I can even read without glasses.
Thank you, Lord.
So I thank God, but I thought, I said, God, I thank you, Jesus, I'm not blind spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
And when we think about Job, when God said, shut the door, it's the same as what he said to Daniel, shut the book.
That's right.
He told Noah, shut the door, Noah. Nobody was going to get in once the door was shut.
That's right.
My God, my God.
I got in
either. Light got totally turned off. It was dark in the world, Apostle.
It
was dark.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And God said, shut the door, Noah. And all that time, they had all that time to come to God.
That's right.
Noah was preaching all those years, just like we're preaching. And preachers before us and apostles and prophets before us in the book of the Bible and those books and those that came after.
Jesus.
You got plenty of time. You had plenty of time to get it right.
Amen.
So one day the door going to be shut and the gate's not going to open.
That's
the pearly
right.
gate's not going to open.
It's
Hallelujah.
It's so true.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
I try to imagine,
yes,
you know, God gave us a picture of it, and I try to imagine it. I close my eyes, and I try to imagine it. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ever, I know y'all been there when you're reading about heaven, and you already read it. It's in your heart.
Yes.
Look what he's done
That's
for
right.
me.
Yes, Lord.
Look what you've done for me, Jesus. Look what I got to look forward to.
That's right.
I'm going to keep trusting him. I'm going to keep trusting him. Hallelujah.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah. It's not, it's, you know, when you look at it, saints are persecuted.
Yes,
saints get sick. some saints don't have nothing.
That's the truth.
Some of them are being persecuted daily.
Yes, yes, yes.
And look at what they did that pastor, how they was beating him.
My
in
the
wide
That's
open.
Right.
And pastor in India.
Jesus.
This
yes,
is
right.
the suffering of the
That's
saints,
right.
but it's because of the cross.
Yes, yes.
That's
and
right.
we must take it up and we can endure the cross.
Amen.
Because when it's all over, we with Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
all worth the suffering. Hallelujah.
Yes,
it's
right.
all
Hallelujah.
Worth the strength of the Lord that we get from God. It's
yes.
all worth it. Because we're not alone, never.
Mm-mm.
Thank you, Apostle.
My.
Thank you for a refresher.
Hallelujah.
Put it on the minds of the people. That's what the word is about, putting it on your mind.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank y'all. I love Thanks. Y'all. I love y'all. I'm going to be quiet
Thank
now
because
I got to say this. I got to say, I'm coming back with more with this. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
God is so good.
Hallelujah.
He loves us so much.
Oh, yeah, God.
You know,
Ooh,
he loves us so much.
I feel like my head's standing on my head, Lord.
He keeps us.
Hallelujah.
He keeps us in remembrance of his word. You know, that
yes,
shows
God.
How much he loves us.
Yes,
he keeps us in remembrance of his word, what he wants us to do, you know. You know, if you don't get instructions, you're not going to grow. Without
no.
instructions, without correction, there's no growth. We have
Amen.
The word of God corrects us. The word of God corrects us.
Yes,
it is instructions for growth, you know. So
Please.
We have to get that instruction to grow. And then we can help somebody escape to grow. We can't help nobody to grow until we begin to grow, you know. And
Amen.
That's what God is doing. That's what God is doing. He's giving us what we need to grow. So I'm excited
Amen.
What God is doing, you know. I'm excited what God
Hallelujah.
Is doing and how God is using us to release the word of God in the atmosphere. You know,
you,
I know that a lot of people are going to be touched by this message. There's no joke about it. Not because of me, but
Amen.
Because of what God has had penned down. Because we didn't do nothing but what God said, you know. And it's right there. There's a
Amen.
Little bit of elaboration, but it was mainly the word of God, you know. And
Hallelujah.
Just to see how God can pull out Daniel and pull out Ezekiel mm-hmm. and pull out mm-hmm. Luke and pull out Matthew. These great men of God, you talked about the great, such a great cloud of witnesses from Hebrews the other day. You know, these is cloud of witnesses that God put there in the book for our learning, you know, so we
yes,
can help
Lord.
Others. Because as you said the other day, all of us are not at the same level, but we helping people to come that not at our level to come up to our level by showing them what's in the Word of God, the truth, showing them the truth. And they can
Amen.
Come up.
That's right.
So we loving every minute of the word, every minute of God's word, I'll tell you.
Amen.
And I'm preparing my heart to go to heaven, I'll tell you. I tell you,
Amen.
I told Pastor Vic last night, I'm not going back in the world to do the stuff I used to do. I told the Lord, if I look like I'm going back, they just take me before I go in the world. Take me home. Now let me go back in the world. I don't want to go to hell. You know?
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And the only way you can go to hell is if you go back in the world and disobey God. If you disobey God, you go to hell. I'm telling you. There's no if or buts. You know?
Ooh.
We can give God all we have, our cars, our homes, our clothes, our food. But if we don't give him our obedience, we go to hell. Because that's what he wants, our obedience.
He wants us
to obey him, do what he called us to do, you know.
Jesus.
He told Jeremiah, Amen. Don't be afraid of the people's faces. You just speak what I say to speak.
That's right.
And we got to get that mindset. Don't care how the people look at us. They're going to say stuff. You know, folk come on the line, was on the line yesterday. You know, same folk that cutting up at us, they on the line yesterday. Yeah. And we said, what? You know. But we don't mind. Because if you come, you're going to get what you need. They ain't pushing nobody from the line. What we're not going to let them do is change the line. We're not going to let them come and change this line. They can come all the time, but we're not going to let them change the line. Because this is God's line. You're not going to change it. Yeah. He's going to preach what thus says the Lord. What thus says the Lord. Not what thus says the apostle. Not what thus says bishop. Not thus what says the deacon or the prophetess or the prophet. Or we're going to preach what thus says the Lord. What thus says the Lord. You know. God tell you straight up, if you don't want to go after my sheep, I'll go after them myself. Then he told Ezekiel that. If them pastors don't want to go after the Lord's sheep, I'll come and I'll go after them for myself. They're mine. I shed my blood for them. God says so.
That's right.
God said, I will go and seek them, and I will bring them back, and I will bandage them up. I will fix the cripples. He said, I will heal the sick. You hear what I'm saying? He said this.
That's right.
Can you imagine
Amen.
God just bandaging with a bandage and bandaging up you and putting medicine on your cuts and sores and stuff? God said he would do that. The great I am. He loves us enough to be willing to heal us, restore us. All we got to do is call upon him. All we got to do is call. My God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory, glory.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, the lane is open. Yes. If anybody's got a word to share, come on in. If not, we're going to ask the prophets to pray us out, because let Apostle go ahead and get some rest. She and my bishop, let him get some rest. And prophets, will you get you some rest, too. You need some rest, too. And so you can bring that fresh fire tomorrow. You can bring that fire tomorrow and burn that old devil. Let the devil know what's waiting for him. Burn him. We gotta burn him now, so he knows. By God, he said, "They're burning me like that." I don't want to go that late, but you can't stop me from going there because you're the liar. You're the liar, and you're going into the lake.
Let him get
some fire from me. That's right.
Yes.
Woo!
Woo, yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Fire and desire.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Get it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Jesus. I will. Yes, Lord
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Jesus.
Help us, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Oh, good God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm glad I took a taste.
Yes.
I'm glad I got my taste again.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord, yes.
Oh, it's so good when you get a taste.
Man.
You keep going back for some more.
Yes, my God.
And you want more and more and more.
So enough.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, God, keep us coming. Keep us hungry, Lord.
Yes, Lord, that's right. That's why I said keep me hungry.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh, bring your people out, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Help us, God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Help us, God. Help your church, God. Your church, God.
Yes, Jesus.
But God.
Oh, Jesus.
God brings them out.
Mm-hmm.
God is married to the backslider, y'all. He's married to the backslider.
My.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I got to say this. I say it. Y'all heard me say it before. But the mercy of God was with us when we were in the sin, living like we want to live, living like hell.
Yes.
That's right.
Living. And his mercy was there. He pulled us out.
Yes, he did.
And I believe more and more are going to come back to the Lord.
Yes, yes, oh yes.
Because he got ways we don't know about. Because John said there was a grain.
Yes, Lord.
Hey,
oh, my God, I feel you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
My God, Jesus. My God,
a
Jesus.
A great multitude. And can't you see us holding hands all in white?
Yes,
he,
yes, yes.
At the supper table, at the very supper.
My.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory
Jesus.
To God. Hallelujah. And see, that's what God keeps in our mind. That image is in our mind. And we hold on to it. The hope is kept alive in our heart.
Yes, yes.
Because the word keeps it alive. Jesus. My God. Greater than anything in this earth, we look forward to that. It's the hope. And what makes people think you could live in sin and get that reward? It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen. It's not.
You can't get the reward of heaven without paying your dues down here.
Come on.
Dues is the work that we got to do. When I say the dues, I mean the D-O apostrophe S. Pay your dues. But you've already paid for your salvation. Let me go. My God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Pay your dues. Do your dues. Do the dues. Do Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And you're going to get there.
Thank you, Lord.
All
Thank
is
Lord.
White. Your robe is dipped in the blood. And it's whiter than
snow. My Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. No longer stained by sin.
Oh, yes, Lord.
God, you ain't going to hear no crying there. Oh, God, let me go. My God, Jesus. Go ahead, prophetess.
Hey, glory.
As the Holy Spirit, I just, oh, my God. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Hey.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey,
my Lord.
Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
Church, let's pray. The Spirit of God said, let's pray.
What are that idiot?
My.
Hey. Oh, Jesus.
The eyes are closed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Glory, 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 glory.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yeah. I need you, God. Oh, God, we all got spots. We all got blemish somewhere.
Oh, yes, God.
But let's see your mercy, God. The mercy, God. Some in the airways, hallelujah. Some on the bypass and some walking the street, but they don't know you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. You have shown yourself. And they see you. They begin to walk on by you. Hey, Lord, just say
nothing,
God. But you said,
God,
you're going to send your signs and your wonders. Hallelujah. Tell you something, people.
Hallelujah.
God, signs and wonders. It works both ways now.
Yeah.
He came. His signs and wonders to bless his people. Signs and wonders. Hey, gonna be some
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In a moment of a quickening of the eye, when they're not expecting, we're gonna hear more. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So we pray for them right now. God, hallelujah, you stop them in their track. God.
Yes,
and even if they don't know how to pray, just let them say, Jesus, Let them say Jesus and let them keep on calling on you, God. You're going to manifest yourself. Hallelujah. You're going to
come
with a people. Hallelujah. That can teach them the way. Hallelujah. Tell them what they need to learn, how to get to you, God, in the name of Jesus. The only way, hallelujah, to a place unknown to them, and that place is hell, because they haven't made you, hallelujah, they'll save you, God. And God, we pray for every soul all over the world. I said all over the world. God, you know them. You know them by name. You know every need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know those hungry. You know those thirsty. You know the naked. And you know those is barefooted. And glory be to God. You, God, you love us all. You're the everlasting love. Now, Jesus, we ask you as we lift them up before you. God, in the name of Jesus, even where our voice cannot be heard, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit hear our voice. And the Holy Spirit going to move for us because we belong to you. And we praying for our brothers and our sisters all over the world that they will turn from their wicked ways. They will accept.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. And not take this for granted. Even those that come on block talk, even those that don't say a word, just sit there and hold the line. God, your eyes running to and fro. I said, to and fro.
Yeah.
I said, I'm a charge. You ain't missing nothing. You ain't missing nothing. Gonna be brought back.
Jesus.
Hey, you got an opportunity. Oh, you walked away. Hallelujah. God, you're going to let your people know, as you did when you sent Moses down to Egypt to hate Pharaoh. Hallelujah. You're going to let them know. They're playing church now. They're playing church. But they better stop praying with you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, I ask
better
you, God,
stop,
to touch them. God, in the name of Jesus, even when they come online. If they come online, just say, I'm praying for you, Apostle. I'm praying for you. That's all I got to say. That's all they need to say. As long as they sincere in their heart. Hallelujah. But it's time out for all this foolishness. It's time that we run to you. With all of that. Even as God, give me some more. Otherwise, you give me some more. You give me some more power. You give me some more money. I'm going to keep on running. Hallelujah. Come and keep on running to after a while, God. You're going to put me next to somebody, and what you have put on me is going to rub off on them. Hallelujah. I said, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, God, I ask you, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
My God, my God.
Tell them apostles to do that now. I'm praying that now. Hallelujah. I'm praying that your anointing, how your anointing just sweep this earth and touch the heart everywhere. Hallelujah, Lord. Sit in your peoples, because that was Satan wanted to do. He wanted to tie us out, but he's a lying wonder. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give us breath and strength. God, we're going to do what you put in us to do. Now,
yes,
God,
God,
I ask you, and not trying to step over nobody, because if they want to come in afterwards, but God, I'm going to close the door. I'm going to close the door. And where I miss out to say, we ain't talking about closing from you, because that door will never be closed. But we are yours, Lord. And we love what you do for us and for our friends, Lord. But we're going to ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, keep us. Keep us near your throne. But God, you just put in my spirit to pray. We need to pray for the world. Because people need it. I mean, there's so many people who truly don't know better. But there are so many truly do know better. And going to keep on doing what they're doing. Glory be to God. God, you showed me a glimpse. Hey, I was sitting there in my chair. Hallelujah. You showed me, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory. All I can say is come to Jesus while you got a chance. Come to Jesus, God.
I'm back. I'm back.
Mm. Oh, God. And we at the body of Christ, we just got to keep on telling the people, hallelujah. Oh, God just gave me a glimpse. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. I'm sitting there. And the people was running. Hey, glory.
Yeah, Lord Jesus.
And even folks came out, popped the mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
He was saying, like, Nora, he's preaching, come preaching. And they kept
mad. My God, Jesus, my God, my God. My God, my God, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I said, oh, yes, he said, my hallelujah. God. I hear him saying, they
yeah.
Had that block. Hey, hey,
hey. Yes, God. Hallelujah, God.
I know that's right.
They laughing at
yes,
my
Lord.
Outcome.
Oh, Jesus, I know that's right.
I hear the spirit. They want to bring black out down. Hey, come on, Jesus. Come on, tell me some more. My God. He won't be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He said, won't be. Hallelujah. And everybody hear me, you can believe that or not. I said they want to bring black talk down. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. He's right on it. Thank you. God is on it. God is on it all the time.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, I just want to be obedient to you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, God. I
know, y'all know. I tied, that was my body. No.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Say, hey, glory.
Glory to God. Thank you, God.
God just showed me a glimpse of the people running. I'm talking about running. They're running for their life. It's coming.
Running for their life.
And then the spirit said, hallelujah, I just seen them people now. Hey, I seen that disaster on their face. And then the spirit said to me, hallelujah, you know, you take up the natural as well the spirit.
Yeah.
Like that saying means. He, and I'm just listening. But I heard Pastor talking now. I heard him talking. He said, let that sand in. And I'm saying to him, sand in. You know, my mind went back to the man had built the house on the church. Like, oh, I want to talk about that. He said, that sand in was in that picture. A Spider-Man. That sand wind. He said, that wind came. That wind was so strong. Hallelujah. And everybody got to it. And they destroyed them. He said,
yeah.
He said that he's going to send forth. And people ain't going to be expecting. Now, I don't know what it is, but you let me know. It's going to be unexpected. And I'm telling you, if you ain't made Jesus your Lord, I'm telling you, you all to make Jesus your Lord. We ain't not trying to scare nobody. Hey, because it's in the Word. What we say is in the Word. Hallelujah. Because you don't want to stop doing what you're doing. I'm going to tell you out of love that between you and God. But I be praying in my heart that God would turn your mind around and your heart around. Turn it around. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It might be good to you now, baby. It's going to be bitter to you after a while. My. I don't like nothing bitter. I like things sweet. Nobody else. I don't like the bitter. I like the sweet. And so I just tell you, out of love, give your heart to the Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give it up.
And I also just heard, and I'm walking. Sometimes the spirit had me walking. I can't stop walking. And I'm going to say this then. I'm going to pray you out. I left an apostle want to say something. I just heard those that have been talking about block talk. I don't know what you're saying. He ain't tell me what you say. He said, those that been talking, you better shut their mouth.
Oh.
I heard that. Yeah, I just heard that because y'all know what I just got to talk about. But God had showed me.
My God, my God.
I'm walking across my clothes. And he said, those that, hallelujah. My God.
What a God.
Y'all
my God, my God.
You can bleed up. You can keep on talking. You just
That's right.
What's going to happen.
My God.
Got your business permit.
I guard you, my
God. Then close out. Now the guy devil close out. Anybody that wants things, that's up to them and God.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Father, I ask you to go with me.
And want us the rest of this day with our mind steadfast upon you.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
I know what has been said from your word, or we were all in the word. I know, God, you are pleased. Hallelujah. Because you don't want a servant of yours say what you say, you're well pleased. Because the word that comes from us came from you, because you is the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God, we just ask you to bless each person's family that's on this line. Hallelujah. Bless their family wherever they stand in need of a blessing. Hallelujah. Even those that are hearing, just holding on the line. Oh, God, they got family member not saved. I ask you, God, to get them a mind to repent. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. The prayer of salvation been already set out to them. All they need to do is get hooked. And I ask you, God, to go with us and keep us in your care to the next point in time. If I will, in the morning, hallelujah, I will come and give them what you put upon any son no more shard. He can name my son upon my heart.
Yes, God.
Jesus. Upon my heart.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. My strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Back into the hand of Pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess. We just bless
you,
the Lord, for all of you all. Thank the Lord for you all. And I pray that God will bless you in the city, bless you in the field. Bless you when you come and bless you when you go. God will continue to make you the head and not the tail. That he'll set you above and not beneath. He'll make you the lender and not the borrower.
Yes.
And I pray that God bless you, that you will bless the widows, the fatherless, the motherless, the homeless, and the orphans. And remember to tell someone that God loved them, you love them.
Yes.
And
Lord.
Jesus is the only way.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus said it this way in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. He said, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works.
Yeah.
And glorify the Father which is in heaven.
Yeah.
That just means that we all have some bad works.
Yes.
And we don't need the bad works to be seen.
Yeah.
We want them to see the good works.
Amen.
The good works.
Yes, God.
So they will glorify the Father. See, everything that God puts in the Word have some clarity to it. You know, God would not say, let your works, the good works say, if you didn't have some bad works, he would say, just let your light shine, you know. But he said, let your good works be seen, you know. Let your light shine that man will see your good works, not the bad works.
Thank God
for you all. We are just blessed to have such a great teacher, because he is a great teacher. The Holy Spirit is a great teacher.
Yes, he is.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah,
God.
Thank you,
Apostle. You said when we leave, the Holy Spirit go leave. I love that. That was so powerful.
Yes.
You know, you gotta hear what you say.
When
when we leave, the Holy Spirit gonna leave.
Yes.
He's here because the children of God is here in the earth realm. That's why he's here. He's here to keep us.
My God.
He's here to strengthen us.
That's
what he does. He keeps us and he strengthens us.
Yes.
When we leave here, he don't have nothing else in the earth to be in there for.
Right. Hallelujah.
For the children of God. You know? So when we go, when we are taken up, he's going up too. He's not going to stay in the earth. He's leaving. Glory
to
God. Oh, Jesus, thank you.
Yes.
Thank God.
Thank you.
Thank God.
for. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, prophetess. Thank you, prophetess.
Thank you.
You all get some rest.
Thank you.
You all get some rest.
Yes.
You all get some rest.
Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Yes.
Let us get some rest.
Amen. That's
and energize. Energize.
Amen. Amen.
Energize. You got to energize. Understand?
Yes.
God does not run on the same gas forever.
Yes.
I don't
that's
care
right.
what kind of gas car you got. It does not run on the same gas forever. You got to get some new gas.
Yes.
So let's energize. Okay? Let's energize. Let's put some new gas in. Hallelujah. Glory to
Hallelujah.
So we can, so we can go further on God's highway.
Thank you.
Glory to God. I love you guys so much. I look forward to seeing and hearing from you later tonight, Apostle and Bishop and Prophetess and Deacon. We know we love you, Brother Deacon. You know we love you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Lord. You stay busy, but you got to come in sometimes and break, you know, give us some stuff. We know you got some stuff.
Yeah.
We know God gives
Amen.
You some stuff, you know.
Amen.
You know. And he said he gives
Amen.
To every man a measure
yeah.
of faith. And the faith
yeah.
that he gives to you is for the body. It's for the body.
Yeah.
It's not for you to look cute and minute. It's for you, for the body. You got to use your faith, whatever little faith you got, to help the body to go where it must go. All of our faith is important to God. So I love you guys anyway. I'll talk to you all later. Have a blessed evening. Don't eat too much. Go on in gradually and get some rest, okay? God bless
you. Amen.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
amen. God
bye-bye.
Bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord God.